Ohio State has just won the toss. They're deferring to the second half. So Texas will receive. The Longhorns wearing the white uniforms, the burnt orange numbers, the white helmets, white pants. And it's the scarlet red tops of Ohio State with the silver helmets. A lot of burnt orange in the crowd. You can see the scarlet wrapping around the far side of the stadium. Who will play Notre Dame in the CFP National Championship game in 10 days? We're about to find out. Ohio State kicking it off. Fielding sends it deep, and this one will sail over the head of Matthew Golden for a touchback, and it'll be first and 10 from the 25-yard line for the junior from South Lake, Texas, Quinn Ewers, who threw for 3,189 yards, 29 touchdowns, and once upon a time, Kelly, was on campus at Ohio State 4 years ago, was there for one semester, played two snaps before going to Texas.
It really is a remarkable story with Quinn Ewers, and it's kind of a storybook that is not ended yet. We thought they were going to get to that national championship game a year ago, but what an ending it would be for Quinn Ewers to take advantage of this second chance opportunity.
And Travion Weisner is the running back, pistol formation, a play fake, a pass on first down to the perimeter. Tight end catches it at the 28-yard line. Juan Davis, and a four-yard gain out of the right side on the perimeter. Caleb Downs with the early tackle. Denzel Burke also part of that secondary out there on the stop.
Steve Sarkisian, the head coach for Texas, is also a master scripter of plays. He starts with 15 to 20 to begin games and then kind of goes from there. If Ohio State defensively can withstand that barrage of plays early, chances are they're going to play well today.
Second down and six. Give the Weiser looking for a hole. The tight end in his way, Davis, tried to get off that left side and got knocked down about 2 yards shy of the first, up to the 33. Jack Sawyer with the tackle.
Ohio State really doesn't have a weakness defensively. And they do a lot of different things with three safeties, kind of hybrid looks. Caleb Downs, chief among them, that I call him essentially the roving eraser. He has a lot of freedom to make plays. Quinn Ewers is going to have to use his eyes to keep Downs out of the way of the football.
Third down and two. There are two running backs offset behind Ewers, who goes under center. Jaden Blue is the tailback. They give it to the upback. No, it's a play fake and a pass to the perimeter. One-handed catch. First down across the right sideline near the 40-yard line by Matthew Golden. What an outstanding play fake and an even better catch.
The table setter offensively for Steve Sarkisian is the outside zone. We've seen play action off of it two different times, and then it's the boot to the right, and Matthew Golden makes a spectacular one-handed catch kind of into his left bicep, but also the layering of the throw by Quinn Ewers early in this one.
24-yard pickup using just the left hand to get it. First down and 10, and it's a misdirection play going out to the right side. Ryan Wingo on the end around gets across the 40 and out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Wingo with the run. Burke ushered him out of bounds. And Kelly, remember in the first two rounds of the CFP, neither Tennessee nor Oregon had a first down. They went three and out on both series, and here we go. Texas already across the 50.
And neither Tennessee or Oregon could run the football effectively, and they certainly couldn't get outside. Two of the best edge setters in football, college-wise, is Sawyer and Tulimoloau, and that time it's a wide receiver, Wingo, that gets out on that play.
Second down and four from the 37 of Ohio State. Passes batted down, knocked down. That was Jack Sawyer, who had three knockdowns from his defensive tackle position against Oregon and had two others against Tennessee. He's been incredible.
A lot of games up front, a lot of stunting, and Sawyer comes inside, doesn't get a very good pass rush, but does what you should do secondarily, and that's get a hand up and knocks that ball down.
Third down and four for Texas. Weisner in the backfield. They're at the Buckeye 37-yard line. In the shotgun, snap. Give to Weisner, bouncing off the linebacker and knocked down by Cody Simon. Well short of the first. He got 1 yard. They needed four there on third down.
I think the decision to go for it on fourth was already made. Quint told us about the issues with the field goal kicker in Burt Auburn. And so I think Sark runs the ball, tries to get in third and more manageable, and it's fourth down now, and the kicker is not coming onto the field.
Fourth down and three. Texas going for it here at the 36-yard line of Ohio State. Motion on the right side. Snap to Ewers. Throws to the right side. Low, knocked down, incomplete. Turnover on downs. They tried to get it to DeAndre Moore, the receiver, and Cody Simon, once again, the linebacker with the stop, and Ohio State will take over. Timeout from Arlington. Texas goes for it on a fourth down, comes up short, and with 11:42 to go in our first quarter, we are scoreless, Ohio State and Texas, and you're listening to the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Will Howard has been absolutely spectacular in the CFP. The starting quarterback has Quinshon Judkins next to him, and they'll hand it off on first down from the 37, stretching to the right side, bangs off a tackler at the 40, knocked down at the 41-yard line by Andrew Makuba, the safety who sealed the double overtime win in the Peach Bowl.
And we see Quinshon Judkins bounce it outside to the right, and he's much more of the physical back, more than Trey Henderson is.
Got 5 second down, another give to Judkins up the middle. It's plugged by the Texas D, bounces off, but goes down at the 43-yard line for a gain of two. This Texas front, Kelly, we talk a lot about Ohio State. This is the number three ranked defense, Baron Sorrell that time to tackle.
And Kessie, as much as we like the storylines in this game, championship football comes down to really good quarterback play and situational execution, and this third down for Ohio State on this first drive is a good example of it.
Texas fans getting loud. Third and three from the 43. Abuka and Smith both on the right side. It's a pass, and it's caught by Abuka. First down. See where they mark it. Got to get to the 46. He got it at the 47 and got an extra yard. The linesman marks him out at the 48-yard line. Jadae Barron, the Thorpe Award-winning cornerback, to stop at a 5-yard gain, and they'll move the chains.
Jadae Barron was giving Ibuka just a little bit too much cushion. It's almost like Barron did not remember the down and distance, the yards to gain right there, and that was an easy pitch and catch.
Ibuka now with 40 consecutive games with a reception. A play fake for Howard. First down pass nearly picked, but ends up in the hands of Carnell Tate. A first down. Made the catch at the 38 and went down there. Just got it over the linebacker's outstretched arms of Anthony Hill in a gain of 14.
And that was Trey Moore that was underneath that route and almost got his hands on it. But again, the ability to throw that layered route, which simply means sometimes your 95-mile-an-hour fastball isn't needed. You got a layer over defender, and Will Howard was successful right there.
Both teams over the 50-yard line on their first series. First down and 10 from the Texas 38 for Ohio State. Shotgun snap. Howard short drop. Looks. Takes a deep shot. Looking for Smith. Incomplete. He went up for it at the 2. No flag. Covered by Andrew Makuba and Jadae Barron.
And Kessie, I think that's certainly going to be the theme. You have Barron underneath and Makuba over the top, really playing deep center field to begin with. But if this ball was a little bit more accurately thrown, Jeremiah Smith goes up and catches balls like that all the time, but it was a little bit too high.
That's how they started at the Rose Bowl against Oregon, with Howard and Smith connecting on a deep one. Instead, it's second and 10 from the plus 38. Howard went up to the line. On second down, takes the snap, hands it off. This is Judkins over the right side, stumbles over the 35. They'll give him the 34-yard line as Leonga Lafau, the linebacker, to stop after 4.
In the first two college football playoff games, Chip Kelly has kind of reverse-engineered offensively. Instead of running the football to set up the play-action pass and RPO game, he's actually passed it initially, and he's doing it a little bit right now. It's more of a good blend on this drive.
Third down and 6, first series for Ohio State. We're scoreless, 8:50, clock moving, first quarter. Buckeyes at the Texas 34-yard line. Here's the snap. Howard drops over the middle. Caught by Ibuka. That's a first down over the 25-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 24. Lee Fowl with the stop again for Texas.
Ohio State has really three NFL receivers. Ibuka, Jeremiah Smith, and Carnell Tate. They were in a trips to the left side. And it was a zone defense on the back end. And Ibuka just goes down and fills the void in the zone. And then the timing for Will Howard to throw an accurate pass and move the chains.
Steve Sarkisian says Will Howard throws a very catchable ball. We saw it there. First and 10 from the Texas 23. Another pass over the middle. Caught. That Smith had to go reach back and got the catch and was dragged down across the 10-yard line to the 9-yard line. That's Abuka, rather. Abuka with the catch over the middle for Ohio State and a gain of 14.
And that was the third read for Will Howard. And the beauty of it is how quickly he got back there. There was a running back in the flat, and there was a tight end going to the corner. That was one and two. And then the eyes of Will Howard found Abuka just in time.
Third reception for Abuka. This is the ninth play of this opening drive. First and goal from the nine. Quinshon Judkins in the backfield. It's a play fake and a pass over the middle. Dropped by Tate on a slant into the middle of the end zone. On his hands. Couldn't hang on. Pointing to himself saying, my bad.
Run the football fairly decently early, and then it's the play action pass off of that. You pull alignment from left to right to show those second-level defenders for Texas. This is going to be a run, but actually it's play action. Carnell Tate had zero coverage underneath him. He had one on the slant inside on Barron, but just didn't finish the play.
Second down and goal from the nine. Under center is Howard. Motion across to the left. Handoff Judkins. Bounces off the middle. Found a seam to the five, to the four, to the three. Into the end zone! Touchdown, Ohio State! They've got the early lead. 9-yard touchdown run for Quinshon Judkins. His 11th of the year.
Kessie, you asked me a question to start the game. What's the game plan for Texas to slow down this Ohio State offense? The answer is, there isn't one that exists as long as Ohio State is executing like they did on this opening drive, all of the Tennessee game, all of the Oregon game, and this Cotton Bowl starts the same way.
Jaden Fielding is on for the extra point for Ohio State. Snap, place down, kick is up, and it is good. And the Buckeyes have themselves a 7-0 lead here in Arlington, Texas, over the University of Texas. 7:24 to go, first quarter, playing for a spot in the national championship game. Matthew Golden is set up on the goal line for Texas as the ensuing kickoff from right to left is steaming its way end over end well over the head of Golden and out the back of the end zone for a touchback. And it's drive number two, Kelly, for the Texas Longhorns, this time down seven.
Well, in a lot of championship settings like we're seeing right here, the opportunity to get into the national championship game, it's about answering. And Quinn Ewers is the spearhead of Texas being able to answer offensively. Their offense has kind of been an enigma to me because they disappear sometimes. They're outstanding in moments, then all of a sudden they can't get out of their own way. Texas needs something positive to happen right now.
Drive start at the 25-yard line. Ewers in the gun. Wisner to his left. There's the snap. It's a five-man rush this time. He's swallowed up and Ewers goes down. JTT, that's JT Tuimoloau. First one there gets the sack.
You're not going to have time against this Ohio State defensive front, who has a ton more juice since the playoff has gotten underway. A lot of their sacks, about half of them, came from the second level up until the playoff began.
Four-yard loss, second and 14. It's a fake and a quick pass over to Moore in the slot, 30. And Moore is tackled across the 35-yard line. Nice, quick play to get a first down over to the 36, a 15-yard pickup.
And that's the set zone, so you have an RPO with a zone run inside and then a set down route by DeAndre Moore out in his slot position, and that was perfectly timed.
6.5 minutes to go, opening quarter, first down and 10, Texas from the 36. Quick pass out to the left perimeter. It is caught in the slot to the 40, 50-yard line. Nearly juked the defender. Tripped up at the 45-yard line is Ryan Wingo, the true freshman, finally taken down by Caleb Downs. But a big pickup across the 50, a 22-yard gain.
And somewhat a change of pace by Texas, and I think it's a good adaptation by Steve Sarkisian to get the ball out quickly and then get up and try to get the next play going as well, because there's a veteran group for Ohio State that wants to get set.
First down play, snap, and a quick pass drop by Wisner, who is sprinting out of the backfield into the flat right, and that will be incomplete.
It's interesting. Kesty, that both of these teams are coming out and basically going play action before they've really ever established the run, and they're throwing the football first.
That big hand you just heard, by the way, they showed Bevo on the screen.
Bevo's a big dude.
Bevo did not travel to the first two CFP games. He is here tonight in Arlington. Second down play, handoff. This is Blue coming across the stretch on the right. Simon, the linebacker, takes him down after he gets across the 40-yard line to about the 38-yard line. Four-yard gain.
Two running back set. Blue was on one side and Weisner was on the other, but it's the same play. The table-setting run play for Steve Sarkisian for years has been the outside zone play, and he has two really good tackles in Williams and Banks to spearhead that type of execution.
Texas facing a third and six from the right hash mark, and now our first flags come flying in. We got a false start against the Texas line.
False start, offense number 56. 5-yard penalty, third down.
Cameron Williams is back from a sprain right knee. The right tackle flag there. Jerry Magalanes is our ACC referee tonight.
And you can't make a habit out of this. And Texas has been highly penalized at times. And the pre-snap version is the worst of all. But third and six becomes third and 11 and becomes the wheelhouse to get pressure on Quinn Ewers right here.
Ball spotted back 5 yards to the 43-yard line of Ohio State for Texas. Down 7-0. Motion left side. Here's Ewers back. Has a clean pocket. It's closing. Time's up. He's going to go down and sack for the second time on the series. Out back at the 48-yard line by Ty Hamilton. And JTT picking up another half sack.
Texas is just asking for trouble by getting behind the sticks. And they make a habit of doing that. They're 118th in the country in terms of giving up tackles for loss, and they also give up a boatload of turnovers. That's the way to get out of this game quickly, doing that against Ohio State's defense.
Michael Kern, the punter, is on for Texas. Gets the kickoff, end over end. Brandon Innes waiting for it at the 10. He signaled fair catch and made it at about the 9-yard line with 4:19 to go. In this first quarter, Texas will get it back, or rather, Ohio State will get it back with a 7-0 lead over Texas here in Arlington in our opening quarter. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Ohio State's going to start this drive inside its own 10-yard line. At the 8-yard line, they'll start with a pistol formation. And on first down, a play fake, and they bring it over to Jeremiah Smith coming across the formation. Breaks a tackle at the 5, and finally knocked down, shoved over the 10-yard line at the 11. They nearly had him behind the sticks. Trey Moore, the tackle, ends up being a 3-yard gain.
Well, and that's the twin to the same play that Jeremiah Smith scored on against Oregon initially. It's the run-pass option off of that counter play. And so Will Howard's literally reading that, and if he wants to pull it, he dumps it to Jeremiah Smith, and we know he knows what to do with it.
Second down and 7 from the 11. Shotgun snap. Howard, short drop. Looks over the middle. Finds Tate at the 15 over the 20-yard line of first down, and finally dragged down near the 25-yard line. Carnell Tate, the third of that outstanding three-headed receiver corps for the Buckeyes.
Pete Kukowski, the defensive coordinator for Texas, said leading up to this game, we have a plan to cover Jeremiah Smith, number 4, and Ibuka, number 2. I would like to know what that is. This time they were on the left side, but if they try to cover both of those guys, they're giving up a lot of resources in other areas.
First down from the 24. Howard has an incredible clean pocket. There's nobody downfield. He's going to scramble to the right. He's going to tuck it and run 25 and angles out of bounds into the Ohio bench at about the 26-yard line. Good coverage downfield that time, only a gain of 2.
Really good coverage by Texas in a great decision by Will Howard not to throw that ball into traffic. Usually when Will Howard gets out of the pocket, first of all, he surprises people because he's a big human being. He looks like a tight end, but he's pretty quick as well. But it's usually a good decision, and it certainly was right there.
Quick, smart, and he's been a 72% completer. so far this year. Second down. It's an end around. Travion Henderson, who gets a block at the 30. Breaks a tackle, 35. Right sideline, 40. And finally out of bounds over the 45-yard line to about the 48-yard line. Henderson, Makuba couldn't get him down, and he ends up with 22 yards.
Initially, Trey Henderson starts in the slot right, goes on what they call orbit motion. It's just basically motion going from right to left that behind the quarterback, gets the ball, and it's Henderson that sets up his blocks so well, and that experience and speed showed up right there.
Minute 48 to go. First quarter, 7-0 Ohio State at their own 48. They fake the quick pass to the left. Now Howard throws over the middle high, and G. Scott comes down with it. The tight end somehow over the 40-yard line to the 38 of Texas. G. Scott, the tight end that time, in traffic for 14 yards.
That was a shot play off of the smoke screen or the now screen outside. Initially, Will Howard pumps outside to that quick screen, and then he wants to get the chair route, the wheel route behind that, and the third receiver is G. Scott over the middle, but that was a poor decision, but a fantastic result nonetheless.
Kelly, I don't know how you cover this team with all these receivers and those two backs and Howard's ability to run as well. First down from the plus 38. They put it into the belly of Travion Henderson. He's got nowhere to go. Grabbed from behind and tackled that time. Jermaine Lole and Colin Simmons, the outstanding freshman linebacker, on the tackle. And now a late flag comes in right in the middle of the scrum as guys were getting up. Henderson got dragged. And did Henderson throw a punch? We got three officials right now chatting around Jerry Magalanes, our referee.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, offense number 32. 15-yard penalty. The down count.
Career 32 is Travion Henderson, who heads to the Ohio State bench after the flag.
Very uncharacteristic for most, probably more of any other player than Travion Henderson. He's cool, calm, and collected, and he throws a left right to the face of the defensive player. I think it was Alfred Collins. Ryan Day likes to say this: execution fuels emotion. Well, that's not the right kind of emotion that Ryan Day is expecting out of Travion Henderson.
Just had a few words for Henderson, did Coach Ryan Day, and that marks it back to the 46-yard line. Third down and 24. Second down and 24 for Ohio State. Shotgun snap. It's a play fake, and Howard's got nowhere to go. Well read by the Texas defense, and Ethan Burke comes down with a sack and a loss of two.
That was well read by the Texas defense, but it wasn't well read by Will Howard. That was a quarterback read where initially he can give the ball up to Q Junkins, or he can get outside and either run it or throw it once he gets out on the left edge. And that time, quite frankly, he should have given it up to his running back. And Judkins turns around like, what is he doing? Because there was running room by the running back, Judkins.
Very rare bad decision of late for Will Howard. It's third and forever. Shotgun snap. Four-man twisting rush. Pass by Howard is caught out on the perimeter at the 50-yard line. And well short of the first down as Quinshon Junkins made the catch. Is taken down. And it's fourth down after the five-yard gain. And we have hit the end of the first quarter as we decide who will play Notre Dame in the College Football Playoff National Championship. It's Ohio State 7, Texas nothing. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Near the 50-yard line, Joe McGuire is going to punt. He's standing at the 38-yard line. Silas Bolden is waiting back at the 10 to our right. There's the long snap. Not a lot of pressure. Will sky punt high, end over end, drifting to his right, and making the catch at the 8-yard line. Here comes Bolden, out over the middle to the 15-20, lost the ball, but it took a great hop right into his hands, and Silas Bolden able to recover and get to the 25-yard line. That was danger zone, but it took an incredible hop for an odd-shaped ball, the football right back to him.
And that was well set up. That punt was directed over to the numbers on the left side of the field, and there was a return set up on the opposite side, and it was just a matter of whether Bolden could get to that wall of his colleagues, and he almost got there. That would have been a massive momentum shift for Texas.
Caden Curry on special teams punched it out, but Bolden was able to recover, and so Texas begins at its 25-yard line. Snap to yours, give, hit in the backfield, but staying up is Weisner, and then finally tackled behind the sticks. Looks like he might have lost a yard, maybe 2 yards, to about the 23-yard line. Lathan Ransom, the safety that time, with the pressure.
And the key there is Ransom, and he's a safety, and he was literally on the line of scrimmage, penetrated the A-gap, and really bubbled that play, blew it up before it could get started.
Second down and 12 at the 23. The motion out of the backfield and a snap to Ewers, who fakes the pass to the flat, now throws it out. Out beyond the numbers, it is caught by Weisner, and he's tackled at across the 28-yard line. That was Jaden Blue, actually, in a 4-yard gain. There is a flag down on the far sideline as well, right about where Jordan Hancock made the tackle. Another convergence of officials, including Jerry Magalanes of this ACC
foul.
Crew.
Face mask, number 2 offense. 15-yard penalty, replace second down.
That's on Matthew Golden, who's become the golden child for Quinn Ewers. Those two have a great connection. And so two skill players on both sides of the ball now having penalties on this last couple of drives. Travion Henderson on the last, and this time Matthew Golden.
And Golden was the point man out on that block, and he definitely grabbed the face mask. I believe it was Cody Simon that was out there trying to get to the wide receiver on that screen.
Second down, back beyond the 15-yard line. Ewers has a sidearmer over the middle. It is caught by Moore, and he gets to the 25-yard line, almost back to the original line of scrimmage. A 10-yard gain that time. DeAndre Moore, Ransom, and Cody Simon with the stop.
And Quint talked about this with the banged-up receiving core. That's one of the things that I think stunted the growth of Texas offensively, is Quinn Ewers didn't form those bonds with the receivers, completely remade wide receiver room, and then they've been banged up a lot this year.
Third and 11 for Texas. They're 1-for-3 on third down. Snap, Ewers back. Here comes the press, knocked out, ball's loose. Looked like Texas got on. It's loose again inside the 15-yard line, recovered by Texas. But again, the ball came out. DJ Campbell had the recovery of the lineman, and it's a loss of 10 after Sonny Styles knocked it free.
And Sonny Styles was on the left side of the quarterback in his face, lined up outside of Jack Sawyer. And so the message is this from Jim Knowles, the defensive coordinator. We don't think you can block us. We think we can get pressure before you can get one of your banged-up receivers open down the field. And so far, Jim Knowles has been right.
Michael Kern on the punt from inside the 5, sends one high, backpedaling. This time is Downs. Makes the catch at the 35-yard line, runs to his left. He's got nowhere to go, and he's tackled inside the hash marks at about the 33-yard line this time. That's where Ohio State will take over after the 50-yard punt with 12:28 to go. Second quarter from Arlington, Texas. Ohio State leading Texas 7-0. You're listening to the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And we're being told Matthew Golden, who's been the outstanding deep threat for Quinn Ewers in Texas, now been taken to the locker room. We'll keep you posted on that. Ohio State takes over on offense. The drive start will be the 34-yard line, 12:28 to go. Second quarter, 7-0 Buckeyes. Judkins in the backfield. It's a sprint to the left for Howard. Throws for the sideline. Tate's got it. He's hit right as he made the catch at the 41-yard line and driven down by Malik Muhammad, the corner, after a gain of 7.
A two-man route, and Will Howard is coming out to the left on a boot, really a naked boot. He didn't have any assistance out there, and he had a short route that he ends up throwing to Cornell Tate, and behind that was a corner route to Abuka that was covered really well.
An outstanding matchup on the right side as we watch it for Jeremiah Smith, the outstanding freshman receiver, and Jadae Barron, the Thorpe Award winner. They pass to Tate, quick on the left side, negotiates a first down outside the numbers, over the 45-yard line to the 46-yard line for a gain of 5.
And what we see at times is Texas is willing to put Jadae Barron man-to-man outside all by himself against Jeremiah Smith. The Thorpe Award winner is Barron, the best defensive back in the country, and I don't know that you want to make a habit of getting one-on-one with Jeremiah Smith.
They don't travel Barron to Smith, who's on the left side. Here's the snap. Howard has no time, and he's just got to fire one way over the Ohio State sideline to the left. Nearly took out the water cooler over there. Bill Norton, the nose tackle, got the pressure up the middle for the Texas Longhorns.
That was one of the keys to this game, Kesty, is put that four-man rush that Texas depends on defensively, make Will Howard uncomfortable. The bottom line is there was plenty of time to throw that football. There just wasn't anyone open, and Howard in the end makes a good decision and throws the football out of bounds.
There's a huge lump on the left hand of Will Howard, the non-throwing hand, like over the first and second finger. We'll keep an eye on that one. And here's a pass out to the perimeter, caught by Jeremiah Smith. Flag comes out as he goes out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Flag down on the near side. Could be a hold.
I think Abuka, who was blocking for Jeremiah Smith on that screen, might be the guy that got called for the hold out on the edge.
That's the indication from Jerry Magallanes.
G. Scott was also
holding
out there.
Offense number two. 10-yard penalty. Second down.
We have not seen Ohio State really shortchange themselves over this outstanding stretch here now in the third game. Two big offensive penalties.
So if you're Texas, you can be encouraged by that, because that's a lack of execution that we haven't seen in the playoff from Ohio State offensively yet. So it's a little bit of an open door. Ohio State's presenting something they haven't recently.
Second down and 20 after the 10-yard penalty. Line of scrimmage, the 36-yard line for the Buckeyes. In the scarlet, red uniform, silver helmets. Showing pressure, Texas. There's the snap. Comes the rush up the middle. Check down. Throws it. Caught by the tight end, Kazmarek. He's over the 45-yard line and finally taken down at the 48-yard line by freshman Colin Simmons. They got 12 of the 20 back. They'll make it third down and 8.
This reshuffled and revamped offensive line because of injuries is actually holding up quite well, protecting Will Howard against this Texas defensive front. And he had plenty of time to just kind of manage that down in distance, get enough to make third a little more palatable.
Jeremiah Smith lined up on the numbers on the right against Jadae Barron. Third and 8, Ohio State. From the 48-yard line, snap to Howard, looking middle, looking, throwing on the cross, incomplete. Tried to find Abuka, crossing from left to right along the 40-yard line. Manny Muhammad in coverage that time is fourth down, and here comes the punting unit for the Buckeyes.
Jelani McDonald was the safety over top of Jeremiah Smith, and then you have Barron underneath. I would expect us to see a lot of that out of Texas defensively tonight. It's basically a way to double-team Jeremiah Smith. It worked well right there, and it's really the Michigan defensive game plan. Play too high and force Jeremiah Smith into a situation where he always has the top over him.
Joe McGuire to punt from the 35-yard line. Sends one end over end. This one will hit at the 5-yard line. It checks up beautifully back to the 10 and then circles back inside the 10-yard line and finally deadened around the 8-yard line. A beautiful punt that time by McGuire of 44 yards. And Texas will start this drive from inside their own 10 after the timeout. 9:52 to go. Second quarter, Ohio State 7, Texas nothing. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Texas from the 9 will run it. Wisner off the left guard gets over the 15-yard line. He'll get 6 yards on first down. Ty Hamilton and Sonny Styles with the tackles for the Buckeyes.
Neither of these teams have been very good on third down. We know that Ohio State offensively has gotten behind the sticks because of penalties. Texas is needing over 7 yards a pop on third down, so their first and second down have been dreadful. So plus 6 on a run to start this is a promising beginning for this drive.
Here's a second down play, and they're going to go to Wisner again. Tries to negotiate the right side, and he's got the first. Had to get the 19. He gets to the 20. He's got 5, so that's 11 yards on 2 carries after, what did you say, 13 net yards in the first couple of series.
Exactly, and Ohio State is putting a bunch of bodies toward the line of scrimmage, but the last two runs, Texas has been successful. Ohio State is not giving respect to the receiving corps for Texas right now.
First and 10, this will be a pass play from the 20. Ewers throwing downfield, going up high, making the catch. No, it's incomplete. Tried to find Gunnar Helm, the tight end, who's a little slow to get up here. Finally getting up to one knee, and he got popped by Sonny Styles that time.
Gunnar Helm had found a little void in that zone. Ohio State was showing that pressure. They call it simulated pressure. We're showing pressure, but we're backing out of it. Ewers set his feet, but that ball ended up high and gave the defender time. It was Sonny Styles to drive on it and blow that play up.
Texas fans not happy. They wanted to look for targeting. I thought it was a clean tackle. I didn't see any contact to the head. Are they going to look up at the video? We'll see. Right now they're holding them up momentarily.
There wasn't targeting called on the field, so it would now have to be initiated by the booth, and it would have to be with the crown of the helmet.
8 minutes, 45 seconds on the game clock.
They're changing the game clock. It looked clean to me live, and it looked clean on the replay that I saw, but Steve Sarkisian's looking up at the big board, you know, here at Jerry World. It's a massive screen above head. And maybe they saw an angle that I didn't see. I thought it. Let's go downstairs to Ian Fitzsimmons.
I'm right here, Kesty, and let me tell you, Mark, it was a clean hit. Violent does not mean targeting.
Absolutely. It was violent. I thought it was more to the chest, not to the head or neck.
And it wasn't with the crown of the helmet, and those are the two areas that you could call targeting. It would be to the head and neck area on a defenseless receiver, which Helm was, or with the crown of the helmet by the defender.
Second down and 10. Here's a pass out to the slot receiver. Moore makes the catch at the 22-yard line. DeAndre Moore immediately tackled by Jordan Hancock for a gain of 4. Third down coming up for the Longhorns. And Gunnar Helm, who was out momentarily, is back on the field. But is that JT Tuimoloau, the outstanding edge rusher, down on both knees and now rolling over and reaching toward what looks to be his left ankle near that foot area? They're checking out JTT. He is part of the secret sauce of this defensive front for Ohio State. And while they check out, JTT will step away. 8:31 to go. Second quarter. It is 7-0. Ohio State leading Texas. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Kenyatta Jackson replacing JTT on one of the edges. Third and 6, Texas here. Ewers the snap, throws downfield. It's incomplete. Do we have a flag? No. Ryan Wingo, the intended receiver. I thought Jordan Hancock was getting handsy with him down that left sideline, and it's incomplete. Fourth down.
And Wingo ran a flat and up. You can call it a rail route or a wheel route, and I think you might be right. Jordan Hancock was the safety that was up covering Ryan Wingo. I think the next wide receiver superstar for this Texas program, and I think he got held. He never really got into his route much.
The only question would be, was it a catchable ball? That might be the only thing. Texas out to punt from its own 10-yard line. Punt is away. Oh, it's a bad one. Slice to the right. Downs signals fair catch as he sprinted to his left and made it at the 35-yard line. And again, Texas has not scored. 8:07 to go here in the second quarter. 7-0 in favor of Ohio State. And while the Texas offense, Kelly Stauffer, struggles, the defense starting to get to Will Howard just a little bit, get him off his platform. He's been very comfortable, and now they're going to have to come up with another defensive stop.
Well, there is a saying that as good as Ohio State has been offensively, the only team that beats them is not a defense, it's themselves. And I think that's kind of what the last two drives have been. They've gotten behind the sticks because of penalties, and then Will Howard, a couple of bad decisions and an errant throw, and Texas was able to get off the field defensively two times in a row.
Buckeyes will start the drive at the 35-yard line. Snap to Howard, give to Henderson up the middle, nowhere to go. His offensive line tries to push him from behind. Might have got a half yard. Bill Norton plug in the middle for the Texas defense.
Kesty, we talked about the change in mentality as we see a Texas defender having a hard time.
I think that's Norton who made the stop. It is.
Getting up. But more of the counterplay and moving offensive linemen versus the inside zone run. And I think that is been a better fit for this kind of reshuffled, remade offensive front.
Good news for JT Tuimoloau. Looks like they taped up that left ankle. He's trying to run some sprints on the sideline and talk his way back in the next time they're on defense.
Well, what you can do with the defensive end, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's the left ankle. So you can put him on really the right side, whichever side he's more comfortable with. When he plants that upfield foot to get downhill and close on the quarterback, you have to figure out what side would be best for him with that left ankle injury.
Let's check in down on that Buckeye sideline. Here's Ian.
That's a heavy layer of black tape on that left ankle, Mark. And he's got a look of angst on his face right now. This is going to be a mental toughness test as to how much pain he can handle.
Appreciate it. Ian Fitzsimmons down on the Ohio State sideline. Meanwhile, for Texas, Bill Norton finally up and slowly headed over to the Texas sideline.
Travion Henderson was the inside runner on that play and literally dropped his helmet right into the face mask of Bill Norton. There will be a day when that will be targeting on the offensive player, the running back in that catch.
Second and 10. It's a pitch. Judkins flag out as he found a seam over the 35 to the 40-yard line, but the marker is down at the line of scrimmage. David Benda had the tackle, but this one might be coming back.
Holding. Offense, number 70. 10-yard penalty. Replay second down.
Josh Fryer, the right tackle, penalized. So that's three hurtful penalties on the last three drives for Ohio State on the offense.
The first time Ohio State had the ball, remember, it's been a while in that first quarter, but a little over 5 minutes, 10 plays, 64 yards, ends up in the end zone. The next two drives were punts because they were aborted, really, by penalties, and there's your penalty right there. Good offenses find a way to overcome adversity within a drive. We'll see if Ohio State can do it right here.
We are told that Bill Norton, the nose guard, will be all right. He's still not back on the field. Jermaine Lole has replaced him. Late in the clock, second down and 20. Clock at two. There's the snap to Howard. Howard with time. Now pressure. Throws on the check down to Scott. Hit as he made the catch at the 30. Able to fold forward a few more yards. Out to the 33-yard line. Scott, the tight end, knocked down by Mo Blackwell and Malik Muhammad after getting 7 yards back. It's third down.
And more split safety coverage on the back end for Texas. And again, it's somewhat the Michigan template. We're not going to let these thoroughbreds outside, chief among them being Jeremiah Smith, beat us. We're going to keep a top on both sides, so it's the middle of the field. It's the tight ends and running backs that have to make their way in the pass game for Ohio State.
Third and 13, Ohio State from their own 33. Snap to Howard, and we're going to blow the play dead. It was so loud in here with Texas fans wanting a stop. You couldn't hear that far left side official after the flag went down. Did they move too quickly? Pre-snap penalty, three officials surrounding Jerry Magallanes.
Full start, offense, number 51. 5-yard penalty, third down.
Second penalty on this series for Ohio State against their offensive line.
That one, Kesty, was on Luke Montgomery, and he's one of those guys that they really found during that three-week period before the Tennessee game after the Michigan loss. Luke Montgomery became one of those starting guards where they needed fortification in the middle of this offensive line.
Whole lot of Texas noise being made right now. Third down and about 18 yards to go. From the 25, snap to Howard, looking left, still looking left, throws left. Tate, did he get a foot down as he made the catch? The lineman sprints up. It's going to be short of the first, but yes, made the catch out at the 42-yard line, had to get to the 45, and it's fourth down.
Really good coverage on the back end. It was a rush three, drop eight, create a lot of clutter, and even though Will Howard makes a really good throw over the top of the underneath coverage, which was the linebacker Anthony Hill, to thread that ball into Tate, didn't reach the line to gain, and that frustration you see now on Will Howard after that series.
Ohio State's going to punt. McGuire at his 30-yard line takes the long snap. No pressure. Sends an end over and kick. Fair catch signal made by Silas Bolden as he makes the catch just inside the 15-yard line. A 44-yard punt, and with 5:22 to go in the first half, we thought maybe it would be some offensive fireworks here tonight, but it has been the defense. Is 7-0 Ohio State leading Texas as Texas will take over on his 15-yard line. Still no JTT. I see Caden Curry will start on the defensive line spot on the left for Ohio State. First down, Texas. Quick pass to the slot. Caught by Bond. Makes the catch at the 15. Gets out across the 20-yard line. Out to the 23. Isaiah Bond dealt with an injured ankle in the SEC title game. And you pointed out he has not been effective since, but they get him going quickly here.
Yeah, and those thoroughbreds that really make a living off their speed, when they get a hangnail, it's a big deal. It wouldn't be a big deal for you and I to have a ankle that didn't feel all that good, but for those guys that run faster than most people on the planet, that ankle makes him slightly ineffective.
Second and two, they fake, and it's a pitch back to Blues out over the 25-yard line. That's a Texas first down. Gets to the 26-yard line. Davison Igbinosin, the cornerback, with the stop. Ian Fitzsimmons reporting up to us that JTT told coaches he is good to go in. We'll wait and see if he does return. Right now, 4.5 minutes to go in quarter number two. Ohio State 7, Texas nothing. Trey Wisner in the backfield. First down and 10 from the 26. Texas on the left hash marks. They'll send a receiver in motion to the right. Snap, handoff. Wisner grabs it, and he's spun down at the 30-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4. Tyleek Williams and Caleb Downs on the stop, and the clock moves under 4 minutes to go in the half.
Caleb Downs comes with a heavy hand down in the box, and that's one of those changes that were made with Jim Knowles saying after that Oregon loss early in the season, we need to be more aggressive and we need to use Caleb Downs in a roaming type of a racer type way.
Second down and 5, empty backfield snap. Ewers going to take a shot downfield, over through the intended receiver. DeAndre Moore was sprinting down the left seam. Ball landed at about the 20-yard line of Ohio State. Jordan Hancock, the nickelback that time in coverage.
There was a moment there where DeAndre Moore might have had a chance. There wasn't help deep. It was on a post. Jordan Hancock had pretty decent coverage. He was in the hip pocket. And the beauty with Jordan Hancock, he can fit the run heavy in the box, but he has kind of coverage ability like a corner would have.
Third down and 5, motion from the right side. Snap, Ewers now climbs the pocket, throws sidearm, and it's incomplete. Downfield for Isaiah Bond. It was all by himself in the middle of the zone, but could not hang on. Would have been a first down at the 45. Instead, it's fourth down.
Quinn Ewers climbs in the pocket. There was edge pressure, and then Bond comes on a dig route. And it just wasn't very well thrown, but it's certainly a ball that Isaiah Bond should have caught, and Texas would have moved the chains.
Instead, the punter is on. A little bit of a high snap. Kick is away, right to left. Fluttering, Caleb Downs will wave. Fair catch inside the 25, just outside the 25. Makes it at the 26-yard line with 3:23 to go in the first half. 7-0, Texas trailing Ohio State. 42-yard punt and no return as both offenses have cooled now, Kelly, here in the second quarter. All we got is that first drive touchdown for Ohio State, and the defenses have really put their thumbprint on this game.
And I guarantee you that Chip Kelly and Ryan Day, Chip Kelly's upstairs, Ryan Day is downstairs, gave up play calling this year because his mentor, his college coach, comes over to call plays from UCLA, and the message is very simple. Quit shooting ourselves in the foot. Drive the football like we did in drive one today.
27-yard line, the line of scrimmage. Snap to Howard, first down. It's a long give, and it's Judkins who runs. He's got nowhere to go. Tried to go north-south and got maybe a yard up to the 27-yard line. Jermaine Lole and Colin Simmons teamed up on the tackle as the clock ticks toward 3 minutes to go in the half.
And that was that counter run play that we're talking about. Two pullers from right to left, and then Judkins tucks in behind them. And then Texas can either spill it where they play under it and get it to the outside, or they can kill it, which just simply means box it in, and they boxed it in really well right there.
Officially no gain, so second down and 10. There's the snap, pressure coming, quick throw, it's short and it's incomplete. Heavy pressure that time coming over the middle is tipped by Colin Simmons, who's going to be the next big star for Texas, the freshman linebacker from right here in Dallas, and it'll be third down.
Well-timed pressure by Texas that time. right before the snap, they brought an extra defensive player, and then Colin Simmons got that long body up in the air right in the throwing lane in between Howard and the outlet receiver to the right.
Texas fans getting loud again here at AT&T Stadium. Third and 10 Buckeyes from the 27-yard line. Judkins in the backfield. Snap to Howard. Howard has no time, and he's going to be tackled. Sack back at the 20-yard line. Anthony Hill does the honors. And the Texas defense coming alive here late in the first half.
Malik Muhammad that time was on Jeremiah Smith, even though he had help over the top. And it was a coverage sack because initially there was time to have a concept develop down the field and throw this football. There was pressure. There wasn't anyone underneath in the coverage. And Jeremiah Smith, once again, is part of the story. He could not get open. That time it wasn't even Barron. It was Malik Muhammad covering him.
They will not punt yet. They'll let the two-minute timeout hit. And then we'll get the punt from Ohio State. Joe McGuire will punt from his 5-yard line. Silas Bolden for Texas is waiting at the 37-yard line. There's the long snap and kicking it end over end and away from Bolden, who sprints to his right, signals fair catch, and makes it at the 41-yard line. Tough catch that time. All three timeouts for both teams at a minute 52 to go in the half. Texas has been shut out thus far here in the first half. Just a 39-yard punt, an outstanding field position for Quinn Ewers and Texas. 8 for 15 passing, 91 yards. Wisner is their leading rusher with 20, but only 3.3. And as you pointed out a couple of times, Matthew Golden has not been able to play here in this second quarter due to injury, and Isaiah Bond has already been knocked up. They have certainly, or nicked up, I should say, they have certainly been hurt on that end of the ball. We'll see what they do here. Shut out for the first 28 minutes of the half. They'll start the drive at their 41-yard line. It is a running play up the middle and stopped at the 41-yard line was Quintravian Wisner by Caleb Downs that time. It'll bring up second down and the clock moving here with a minute 40 to go in the half.
And the theme from Ohio State defensively, Mark, is what we've talked about. Jim Knowles is just putting a bunch of hats on the line of scrimmage because he just doesn't feel threatened by what Texas presents in terms of their wide receivers and tight end right now.
Texas taking its time. There's the snap on second down, a fake pitch. Now they'll throw it incomplete. There was nothing. There was pressure coming up the middle. And Ewers threw it out of bounds at the sideline. Doesn't seem to be a lot of spark on this drive here with a minute 15 to go in the half. Ohio State will receive the second half kick.
Yeah, we talk about that middle eight, the last four of the first half, the first four of the second half. But the bottom line is Texas isn't executing much of anything currently. And Gunnar Helm has been non-existent. He was the target on that play, but just simply could not get open. So Ewers had to throw it away.
Third down and 10 for the Longhorns from the 41. Snap, backside pressure, climbing the pocket. Ewers going to run, 45, knocked down at the 50-yard line, just shy of the line to gain, which was the plus 49, a hard hit. Caleb Downs and Sonny Styles that time got the hit. It's fourth and one.
Interesting decision by Steve Sarkisian. It looks like he's keeping his offense out there to maybe snap the ball quickly right here, and Ohio State probably just called a timeout.
Officials stop the clock with
on the field. Is a first down to complete a catch. Is under further review.
Okay, then who gave him the good spot? Because it looked like he was about a yard short. And then
rolling on the field, the runner's knee was down, and it was short of the line to gain at the 50-yard line. It would be fourth down and one. This qualifies for a 10-second subtraction. The clock was at 111. It's reset to 101, and it will start on my signal.
The question, Mark, for me is, as Quinn Ewers stays out there, and actually it's Arch Manning that probably is one of those packages, specialty packages that Quint Kestick talked about.
Arch Manning, as you mentioned, is in. Fourth down and one. He's in the gun. 101 to go in the half. Motion across the front. And it's going to be Manning going to run it to the right side. And he's got the first down, stumbling over the 45. Lost the ball late, but they're going to say he was down. Out at the plus 43-yard line. Arch Manning, whose team is likely will be next year.
The runner was down. First down.
That was an interesting play. Gunnar Helm came in motion like he was going to go across the formation. Instead, he gets under center, and the snap went between his legs to Arch Manning, who ran a power play off to the right side. The question is whether this ball came out before he was down.
Oh, it is close. Was that left elbow of Manning down before the ball came out? Lathan Ransom got the hit. Tyleek Williams recovered the loose ball. The far side official immediately started pointing to the turf to say that Manning was down. But they'll take a look at this one, too. Manning, who's got 100 yards rushing, and if this stands, eight more for a first down and 108. But, Kelly, we're watching it frame by frame to see the body part. It's the forearm, right, when it gets past the wrist because he had the backside of his left hand heading the turf.
And it's firm control of the football when anything other than the hand or the foot is down. And the back of the hand and forearm of the left side is down, and I believe he still is in firm control of that ball. I think this is going to be possession Texas.
So the last replay did not go for Texas and ended up with a fourth and short. This replay looks like it should stand. I don't know if we'll get confirm or stand on this one.
Lathan Ransom came with the thunder onto the freshman or the sophomore quarterback and almost dislodged that ball.
All right, so they have ruled him down by contact. Quinn Ewers is back in. 49 seconds to go in the half. Texas down 7-0. They're at the plus 42-yard line. With two of their timeouts. Snap. Pressure coming from the corner. Picked up. Throwing to the left side. It is caught. Out of the 35-yard line. Silas Bolden breaks the tackle of Burke. Out to the 25, and he gets out of bounds at the 18-yard line. Burke couldn't bring him down, and Silas Bolden picks up 24 with 39 seconds to go in the half.
Penalties, bad decisions by Will Howard, and missed tackles once in a while. This one by Denzel Burke out in space that frees up Silas Bolden to get quite a few yards after the catch.
Bolden, the Oregon State transfer. I don't know how he stayed on his feet that time. But in the red zone is Texas. First down. A lot of misdirection. They throw the screen back. It's tipped, and it's incomplete. They'll rule it incomplete. Kenyatta Jackson that time got a hand on it on the attempted pass to the left perimeter.
Kessie, go back to the decision by Steve Sarkisian to go for it on fourth down. Remember, his offense hasn't been doing anything. But I think that decision's made by two things. One, it might be our best opportunity to get points this half. But also, he has to be really encouraged by the way his defense has played lately. And it gave him the confidence to go for it on fourth down in that situation.
Second down and 10, 34 seconds to go in the half. And we have a timeout, Ohio State. Ryan Day, when running up to the far sideline official, wants to get his defense set here. The lead is only 7-0, Ohio State over Texas. 34 seconds to go in the half. Obviously, you want to score seven, but if it ends up as a field goal attempt, that's extra for us to watch for because of the field goal issues by Burt Auburn at the end of the Peach Bowl. Let's go downstairs to Quint Kestnick.
Auburn missing that 28-yard field goal against Arizona, 38-yarder against Arizona State, and apparently has lost the confidence of his coaching staff because it looks like Will Stone, the left-handed kicker, the kickoff specialist, he's a junior, almost 300 kickoffs in his career. He has never attempted a field goal, but he is the apparent Texas field goal kicker right now, number 15 in white. He's a junior from Austin. 54-yard field goal he made in high school, but he has never attempted a college football field goal kick.
So, Quint, that would mean he hasn't kicked a field goal attempt in 4 years since his high school days. We'll see if they need him. Second down and 10, Texas at the Buckeye 18-yard line. Snap to Ewers. Four-man rush. Floats one left sideline. Has a man caught. Jaden Blue. Touchdown, Texas. 18 yards from Quinn Ewers. And the Longhorns are a point after away from tying this one up.
Beautiful design by Texas. Blue is outside, runs kind of a stutter go, and goes vertical. He's matched up on Sonny Styles, And that's Quinn Ewers at his best. He has incredible touch, a feathery smooth release, and drops that right into the shirt pocket of his running back in the left corner of the end zone.
Here's Will Stone for the extra point. Placement down. The kick is right down the middle. And Texas has tied the game at 7. 29 seconds to go in the half. Kelly, you mentioned it. The Quinn Ewers need to throw to his backs. If you can't catch the ball out of the backfield, you don't play for Steve Sarkisian. Jaden Blue and Trey Wisner are two outstanding receiving running backs, and Blue gets his fifth touchdown catch of the year.
Yeah, it is 38 and 37 catches by those running backs coming into this game, and Jaden Blue is lined up in the backfield. He goes outside to the left. He stutters a little bit on Sonny Styles. Remember where running backs usually go out of the backfield? To the flat. And that time he stutters flat, and then he goes vertical outside. They call it a wheel route or a rail route. And he gets over the top of Sonny Styles. Sonny Styles was trying to reach out with his left hand and grab the running back. Blue knocked it down just in time for Quinn Ewers to thread one in there. That was a beautiful design by Steve Sarkisian.
Ewers' 30th touchdown pass of the year. 27 straight games with at least a touchdown pass. It's the longest for Texas since Colt McCoy, in this being the Longhorns' best season since McCoy took him to the national championship game in 2009. Will Stone will kick it off for Texas. Sends one booming high, end over end. Caleb Downs will let it go over his head for a touchback as we go downstairs to Ian Fitzsimmons.
Former Alabama head coach Nick Saban just walked up to me and said this entire game changed when Ohio State running back Travion Henderson got that unsportsmanlike conduct punch to the face. Since then, he said Texas has had a different attitude. And then I said, what about points before the half? He looked at me, smiled, and said, that was 14 points, not 7. For people who don't know, Nick Saban, any points inside 2 minutes before the half, he always values as double.
Thank you, Fitz. And with 29 seconds to go, and Ohio State will receive the second half kick. They'll start from the 25-yard line. The first of a number of tough penalties against Ohio State was that Travion Henderson punch to the face and personal foul. First down, Howard way back looking to pass, dumps it off to Henderson, has it at the 20, 25 from the flat, 30, 35, breaks through, oh my goodness, he's going to go down the right sideline, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, touchdown Ohio State, 75 yards with 13 seconds to go in the first half. They had Ohio State dead to rights, and Will Howard at the last second saw his running back Travion Henderson check down, and he just took it to the house for 75 yards.
Pete Kukowski, the defensive coordinator for Tennessee, inexplicably was bringing pressure on Will Howard. A beautiful play call, kind of anticipatory play calling, and I don't know why you would anticipate a blitz right there, but a perfect call is a screen to your speed running back, and Travion Henderson just came out of the doghouse in a big way.
I was going to say, right, you go from the doghouse to the penthouse as the Ohio State extra point is up and good from Jaden Fielding. And right when Texas is feeling good, they get a score in the final minute of the half. That happens. Travion Henderson, 75 yards on a short throw and a touchdown, and the Buckeyes have reclaimed the lead 14-7.
And all of the things that Will Howard had to do in the face of that pressure just to get the throw off to Travion Henderson, because of that blitz, remember, there essentially isn't a second layer to the defense. It's Travion Henderson, a bunch of offensive linemen, and then the end zone that has Ohio State written across that, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, we saw Carlos Hinsman, I saw Luke Montgomery, I think Tegra Shibola, three offensive linemen who never gave up on the play. Stayed, got out in front and blocked and opened up that long opening for Travion Henderson as Ohio State takes the lead. Remember, they're going to get the second half kick as well.
And Kesty, you and I were talking about it. If you could pick out of the 22 starters one guy that would make a boneheaded mistake and punch someone in the face, the last guy I would pick would be Travion Henderson. I don't know what the defender said, but it must have been the magic word. But the way to redeem yourself and get back in good graces is that amazing explosive screen that Trevion Henderson just had.
Ohio State's going to call a timeout before they kick off here. That 75-yard scoring play is the longest that Texas has given up this season. Texas had only allowed 23 points scored in the first half in the previous seven games. And after that touchdown, they've now allowed 14. Though, if you're just joining us, the way Will Howard and Ohio State carved up the Texas defense on that first series and over the 50 on the second, it looked like they were on their way to a lot of points in the first half. And then the personal foul penalty, credit Texas turning it up on the defensive side, had it tied until Henderson ripped off that 75-yarder.
Yeah, it was starting the game with that touchdown. It was a thing of beauty. 10 plays and was immaculate execution. And then it's four punts in a row, mostly because you're behind the chains because of mistakes that you've made. And this time it's short time. 29 seconds. You think they're just going to run out the clock, but they dump it for an amazing screen.
Here's the kickoff left to right. This one is a little bit short and will be taken, a fair cut by Gunnar Helm, the up man, the tight end, at about the 22-yard line. And Texas has 13 seconds and a couple of timeouts here.
So, Kessie, that last sequence of events is kind of this game in a nutshell as far as from my perspective. Texas has to earn everything and grind it out in order to drive it and get points. They're not having a lot of explosive plays. Ohio State, on the other hand, can just dump it down on a screen and go 75 yards because of the nature of the weapons that they have. That's tremendous pressure on Steve Sarkisian and his team.
And one of the reasons Ohio State, after the wins over Tennessee and Oregon, felt by many to be the strongest odds to win the national championship. Handoff, Texas. Speed run. Wisner breaks the 35, gets out to the 38-yard line. Grantham took him down. Timeout, Texas. 7 seconds to go, or did they stop the clock? Yep, and stopped it to move the chains, and it looks like Texas using a timeout as well with 7 seconds to go
timeout,
in the half.
Texas, their second timeout of the half.
One remaining in the half,
30
trailing
second
14
timeout.
To 7.
I'm not exactly sure what this timeout is for. You're on the minus 38.
You get a
you
quick pass sidelines?
Yes, you would probably have time to get a quick pass, potentially get out of bounds.
We have one timeout, too, if they want to play the middle.
Exactly, and you would have to play the middle very quickly. But yours doesn't have an exceptionally strong arm. So to get the ball into the end zone, you're probably going to have to get at least to probably the plus 45-yard line in order for Quinn Ewers to do that.
And that's about 20 yards away from the 38-yard line. 7 seconds to go in the half. 14-7, Ohio State leading Texas. First down and 10 horns. 7 seconds to go in the half and that one timeout. Ewers in the gun, takes the snap. Short drop, got a pass, gets it away. Sideline, flags out, incomplete. The intended receiver was Ryan Wingo, but there are flags down. Might be a defensive holding on the cornerback, Igbenosin, here, and there's still 2 seconds on the clock.
Igbenosin has had a habit of doing just that, and when the receiver comes out
holding
on his break.
Defense, number one, 10-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Wingo is going to the corner, and we can see it right down here in front of us. Igbenosin reach out and grabs the receiver, and they literally, Jim Knowles put gloves on, boxing gloves on, Igbenosin in practice, so he would try to break that habit right there.
That's a good play, right? If you're playing clock here, 2 seconds, you only got one play left here.
That's a really good point. Because that play took a long time to develop. If you're going to get a last
Ohio
play
State
to try to get it into the end zone.
Final time out of the half.
And what we believe will be the last play of the first half, Texas with it. 2 seconds to go. To Ewers. Looking, pocket closing. Now he's going to load up squares. Throws a wobbler downfield toward the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. There were two Buckeyes there that were trying to get the interception. Ransom and Malik Hartford, they got in each other's way. Either way, that is the end of the half. And a wild play by Ohio State there on the 75-yarder by Trevion Henderson to get the lead late in the half.
Texas got a drive and got 7 points they desperately needed. And the hope for Sark is our defense is up to the task. Can our offense come to life in this second half?
14-7, Ohio State leads Texas halfway through this semifinal. The winner advances to Atlanta to face Notre Dame for the college football playoff national championship. Texas will kick it off from right to left. This is fair caught at the 2-yard line by Caleb Downs. And so Ohio State, Kelly, will start at the 25-yard line. And Jeremiah Smith only had one catch for 3 yards. Emeka Abuka, I don't know if he's nicked up as well. So some of the weaponry for Ohio State, specifically Jeremiah Smith, Texas done a nice job, whatever side he lines up on.
Yeah, and Texas did a masterful job in coverage, and they're doing really kind of that template that Michigan showed the way in. You play two high safeties, you force everything to the middle, you don't let those receivers get those explosive plays. You see if Will Howard will be patient and efficient enough to get points.
Buka's fine. He's in the slot right. First down and 10. A play fake rolling to the left side. Coming across, Buka makes the catch from Howard and slides out of bounds. He'll mark him out at the 38-yard line. Malik Muhammad was trying to cover on the cross. It goes for 13.
The play action boot. Outside zone to the right. Will Howard boots to the left. G. Scott went to the flat, and Abuka comes from the opposite side and runs a crossing route, and he was completely uncovered.
Line of scrimmage, the 38 for Ohio State. Will Howard in the gun. Travion Henderson offset to the right behind him. Two receivers right. There's the snap, and it's a give. Henderson bounces over the 40-yard line, crunched at the 45-yard line. That will bring up second down and 2, a gain of 7. Andrew Makuba with the Texas stop.
And as much as we talked in that first half that Texas wasn't successful at running the football, neither was Ohio State. And when you see two high safeties, which Texas is playing a boatload of because they want to keep tops on those NFL receivers, you have to be able to run successfully into that look.
Second down and 3 from the pistol. Snap. Give Henderson up the middle. He's got plenty of room. He's got a first down, and he gets over midfield to the 48-yard line of Texas. Nice run that time of 7 yards for Travion Henderson, who had the electric play at the end of the half.
And think back to that first half. Methodical drive, 10 plays to get a touchdown on their opening drive, and then they were driving it again the second time, and that uncharacteristic penalty, unsportsmanlike by Travion Henderson, really delayed the momentum until he got it back right before half on that massive screen.
First down to the plus 48, a play fake and back to pass. Pressure now coming. Throws over the middle, it's intercepted. That's Gilbo, the safety, and he's down at the 30-yard line. Howard had some late pressure coming, went over the middle, and intercepted by Texas.
Benda was the linebacker that got deep underneath that route. It was a play action pass. There was a receiver sitting out in the flat, and that was simply a bad decision by Will Howard. And it was one of those things that I think Jeremiah Smith not getting a lot of targets or touches in the first half. His quarterback wants to get him going, and that time Will Howard just simply forced the football.
And it was David Benda, 33, not number 3. Benda got the interception. That is the 10th straight game the Texas defense has forced an INT. Texas with it, passing out to the perimeter. It is caught by Wisner out of the backfield. He's got down to the left side 40-yard line. JT Tuimoliau back in the lineup with the tackle. It's a 10-yard gain and a first down.
And using the running backs, and using the running backs quickly. And this is a Steve Sarkisian staple in his offense, is use running backs. 37 catches for Blue coming into today. Wisner had 38, and also Gunnar Helm at the tight end position.
From the 40, snap, little misdirection. Now a handoff Wisner, and he's trying to get some yardage. He's hit 2-3 times after gaining a yard up to the 41-yard line. Lathan Ransom took him down.
Quinn Ewers is going to have to do what Will Howard just didn't do, is be patient, because that's what Ohio State defensively forces offense to do. They're not going to give you anything. They certainly aren't going to give you much in the way of explosive plays. You have to methodically, patiently drive the football.
Well, Matthew Golden at receiver now. Second down and 9 for Texas. Man in motion to the right. Handoff bouncing out Wisner. Breaks one tackle but can't get by JTT, who finally takes him down behind the sticks at the 39-yard line. A 2-yard loss. Ohio State happy to have Tuimoliau back on the field.
Tuimoliau along with Jack Sawyer. They're the defensive ends that are edge setters. And this is an outside play. The point of attack was intended to get to the edge, but it's really difficult on Ohio State defensively to do that.
Third down and 11 for Texas. Right after the interception, trying to take advantage. Here's a pass play, Ewers. We'll check it down. Wisner at the 41. He's contacted and can get maybe a couple more yards up to the 43-yard line, but well short of the first 4-yard pickup. Cody Simon, a little slow to get up, the linebacker for Ohio State, and the punting unit will head onto the turf.
And quintessential Ohio State defense. They rush four. They force you into a third and pass down. They play coverage. They force an underneath throw, and then they rally and make a good tackle and force a punt.
Cody Simon tried to get up and now sat down, and members of the Ohio State Athletic training staff will go out to check on one of the outstanding senior linebackers for the Buckeyes, Cody Simon. With 10:48 to go in the third quarter, Ohio State 14, Texas 7. The Texas defense got turnover they were looking for. Got two of the best defenses in all the FBS. Ohio State statistically number one. Texas ranked third in many categories. They've been able to force a ton of turnovers. But right now the offense stalling out for Texas. Ohio State, which took a hit in the first half with JT Tuimoloau going out. Now Simon gets up, walks off on his own. Little bit of a limp as Simon heads to the Ohio State sideline.
Cody Simon is a fifth-year guy. He's the leader, really, defensively, especially emotionally. He's called the heartbeat of that team. He didn't start until this year in his fifth season as a Buckeye, and all of that sweat equity is respected big time in the locker room.
Michael Kern, the Texas punter, from the 30-yard line to our right. No pressure. High spiraling kick. Brandon Innes waving fair catch, back pedals and makes the catch at the 17-yard line with 10:36 to go in the third quarter. We're just underway. Second half, a spot in the national championship game at stake. It is Ohio State 14, Texas 7. You're listening to the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Ohio State from the 12. It's an end around. This is Abuka. Stiff arm at the 10, right side, upended and knocked down at the 12-yard line that time by Jade Barron, the Thorpe Award winner for best cornerback in the nation. No gain.
That's an example of Chip Kelly trying to get his own running game going. We saw different versions of the run game out of Texas trying to Steve Sarkisian trying to get things going on the ground, and you see Ohio State doing it there.
Second and 10. Here comes a blitz. Checks it down over the middle. Caught by Kesmerick, the tight end of the 20. Four, five Texas defenders finally surround him at the 22-yard line and drop him, led by Michael Taft, a name we haven't mentioned much here today. This is close to a first down. Taft, the free safety on the tackle.
That's pressure management 101. You see pressure, the tight end sets over basically the football and shows his numbers to the quarterback. It's a perfect outlet and comes up just a little bit short of the line to gain, apparently.
The nose of the football is just shy of the 22, so third and inches for Ohio State. Crowd gets loud, tight end on both ends. Will Howard goes under center. Will it be a QD dive? No, it's a pitch. Trying to get around the edge, not able to get there. Quinshon Junkins had too much traffic. Colin Simmons and David Benda took him down. See where they spot the football. Looks like he lost about a yard back to the 21-yard line, and it's fourth down, and here comes the punting unit for the Buckeyes.
You're third and inches, and you turn around and pitch the football back 6 yards. It's a quick read by the defense because the ball's in the air. I just don't understand the play call whatsoever by Chip Kelly right there.
Will Howard is an outstanding runner, a guy with size. Instead, the punter is on for Ohio State inside the 10. McGuire sends it away end over end. Silas Bolden drifting to his right, makes the catch right by the sideline inside the 35-yard line. And out of bounds there, a 46-yard punt. No return. Texas down 7. They'll be on offense when we come back to Arlington. 8:30 on the clock. Third quarter. It's Ohio State 14, Texas 7. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We have a one-score game here as Texas takes over, trailing 14-7. Quinn Ewers and the drive for the Longhorns will start at their own 33-yard line. Two receivers stacked left, and now they blow it dead. We have a pre-snap penalty. Multiple flags are down. And it hurts from Jiggery.
Full start. Offense, number 65. 5-yard penalty. First down.
And Jake Majors, the outstanding center for Texas.
This really, needless to say, but I'll say it anyway, has been a really sloppy game offensively. But part of that is really good defenses make even great offenses look sloppy at times, and that's what's happening right now.
First and 15 off that Texas penalty. Shotgun snap. They pull it back. Ewers throws. Incomplete, short. Out to the right sideline looking for the true freshman receiver, Ryan Wingo.
Jordan Hancock, the safety, was underneath that route. There was a safety over the top. I believe it was Lantham Ransom, and I think Ewers just got a little bit too fine with that. I think there was an opportunity to get that ball up, a layered ball, they call it, where you get it over top of that underneath coverage, and Ewers is usually really good at that.
Hancock looks like he got just a pinky on it. Here's a handoff, Wisner, and he is stuffed after he got over the 30-yard line. Ty Hamilton just stopped him in his tracks. Cody Simon, good news for Ohio State fans. Linebacker back on the field, part of that stop, a 5-yard gain.
And, Mark, we talked about the fact you don't win big games like this to earn a right to play in the national championship game without really good quarterback play. We're not really getting that right now. There was a high percentage of completions in the first half, but questionable decisions at times, and Ewers being too fine on that previous pass attempt.
Texas been behind the chains in the second half. Third and 11, heavy pressure. Down he goes, and before he went down, he was able to get rid of it to Weisner. Down the right sideline, 40, 45-yard line, and a first down out of bounds. Jack Sawyer almost had the sack, and somehow Ewers was able to get rid of it.
Jack Sawyer comes around the front side of Ewers. Ewers climbs in the pocket, hands all over him, and he gets the ball off, but was the ball out before the left knee was down? Replay booth is going to take a look at it, but I think this is going
to
be confirmed.
To see if the quarterback's knee was down.
Was the knee down? And as the ball's coming out in super slow-mo, you can see it go from the pinky to the ring finger to the middle to the index finger. And was it out of his hand before that knee hit? It was razor thin.
And that's the question. If it's even touching his hand at that point, when the left knee hits, it's going to be determined that Ewers was down before he got rid of it.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands as called.
It's too close to call. Couldn't get any video evidence, at least to what I saw.
Yeah, and that's the standard.
Close.
Indisputable video evidence, and we're looking to see if it's touching his finger and all those things, but
whatever was called on
the
field was going to be the call.
Heads-up play by Quinn Ewers. He's not a real mobile guy. Typically, he climbs in the pocket. If anything, he did that time and just was able to shovel the ball off just in time, apparently.
7:20 to go, third quarter. Down a touchdown is Texas. First down from the 47. Play fake. Ewers climbs the pocket. Ewers now in trouble. Throws to the sideline. Caught by Blue. 45-50. Nearly juked the defender and gets over the 50-yard line and is down there. Jermaine Matthews Jr. nearly got juked out, but was able to get a hand to get him down. A lot of pressure on Ewers that time.
Yeah, and just in time again. And Quinn Ewers sometimes will push the panic button a little too soon. The last couple of plays, he's hung in there really well, gotten the ball off just in the nick of time. And oh, by the way, the running backs are alive and well in the pass game to start the second half.
Second down and 5 for Texas. 1 yard over midfield. They'll send a man in motion on the left, and now they'll throw it back. It's a screen. It is caught by Moore, and good read by Caleb Downs, who takes him down. Might have got a yard out to the plus 48-yard line. Give him 2 yards. They'll mark him at about the 47-yard line.
Moore comes in what ends up being what they call return motion. He comes from the outside in this case left to right, and then he returns back outside. The remaining receiver out wide blocks, and it's just a quick screen to DeAndre Moore that time.
3rd and 3, Texas. 6 minutes to go in the third. Trailing Ohio State by 7. Here's a handoff getting through the initial line. Wisner, and he's down to the 42-yard line. He gets the first down. Hancock the stop. Four-yard gain. Move the chains.
Right now, Texas offensively is doing what's going to be asked of them. Continue to make the competitive plays.
Texas going tempo here, and it's a handoff, and Wisner's contacted in the backfield, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. That was Caleb Downs that time, who came from his safety spot and got all the way down through the line and got the stop.
You want to know where number two is, Caleb Downs. I called him the roaming eraser, and that was a change that Jim Knowles made after that loss in Eugene, Oregon. He said, we're going to free up Caleb Downs to be kind of a freelance type of player and use his instincts that he did that time.
Second and 12 after the two-yard loss. Left hash mark from the Buckeye 44. Ewers takes the snap under some pressure, throws it high. It is caught. That is Wisner going up the left sideline, 40 toward the 35-yard line. They'll mark him out shy of the first down at the 34-yard line. Sonny Styles with the tackle, 4:50 to go in the third.
I won't be able to get this as quick as our statistician, Keith Parsons, but Keith, how many catches do running backs have in the second half? It has to be certainly more than they did in the first half, because right now that is the pass game.
They got 10 yards there, and it brings up third down and about two. Late substitution, Ohio State gets their defender off the field. Third down, snap, give Wisner, left side, gets across the 30. He's got a first down as Quintravian Wisner coming alive here, moving the chains again for Texas, a gain of four.
The chains are being moved by Texas because they're winning these competitive plays. And I mean, there are muddy runs right now that Texas is eking out just the line to gain and being able to extend this drive.
4 minutes to go in the third. First down from the Buckeye 30. Snap, handoff, Wisner again over the left side. And JTT drops him at about the 26-yard line. A gain of three that time.
One of the ways that you mute the pressure that Quinn Ewers has been under is to have some semblance of a run game. We said that multiple times. Texas has no shot at winning this game if they don't do something in the run game part of it, and they are on this drive.
Second down and seven, trailing 14-7. Texas inside the 30. Play fake. Ewers bouncing in the pocket. Tried to check it down, but it was knocked down. Incomplete. Tyleek Williams in the middle. Got the big right paw up, and that'll bring up third down for the Longhorns.
Tyleek Williams, along with his fellow defensive tackle, Ty Hamilton, they don't get a lot of interior pass rush. But what they do is they get a push, and then they get in the line of sight between the quarterback and a check down receiver, as Williams did that time.
Third down and seven. Texas has converted all three of their third downs on the drive. From the 26 of Ohio State. Snap, Ewers, pressure coming, gets rid of it quickly. Caught at the 10-yard line. Juke at the 5-yard line. Jaden Blue into the end zone, touchdown. Texas making a living, throwing to their running backs. And the Longhorns again, a point after away from tying the game.
Steve Sarkisian also is being creative in the way he's using his pre-snap formationing. And he's freeing up running backs matched up on either safeties or linebackers, and Texas's running backs are winning right now. They have seven catches to the running backs in this half.
Here's Will Stone, the junior, replacing Burt Auburn, and the point after is good, and we are tied at 14. They targeted those running backs seven times.
Six catches to the running backs, including that touchdown right there.
12 plays, 67-yard scoring drive. Texas has tied Ohio State. 3:12 to go, third quarter, deadlocked at 14. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Here's the kickoff from Texas. Ibuka's going to signal fair catch. Makes it at the one. Ball advances to the 25-yard line. And now it gets real interesting here. Remember the last time Texas tied it, Kelly? We had the 75-yard touchdown. And, you know, Texas didn't really get a chance to set in defensively. They got beat so badly on that play. And here they are late in the third quarter. Ohio State will take over from the 25.
Yeah, and, brother, we have a game. Because remember that it was Texas needing to withstand that first quarter barrage that we've seen out of Ohio State in the playoff, and they were able to do that even though Ohio State was their own worst enemy offensively. And then you're starting to see this new game plan adjustment emerge, which is Steve Sarkisian, Quinn Ewers throwing to the running backs, and that's their best matchup. Running backs outside on linebackers or safeties coming from deep, as opposed to trying to get the football all the time to Ebeka, Ibuka, Jeremiah Smith, and Cornell Tate. And I'm not sure Jeremiah Smith is right now, because he doesn't seem to be factored into the game plan much in the first half, let alone the start of this half.
Get more on the Texas Longhorns downstairs to Quint Kestnick.
It was an emphatic reaction to that last touchdown. Steve Sarkisian pumping his fist, actually pointing to the crowd and as if to say, let's go. You know, Texas playing in the state of Texas, in Dallas, 200 miles from campus. The majority of fans here, 70% or so, are wearing that burnt orange. But it has not felt like a home game. I think from here on out, he would like it. He would like the Cotton Bowl to feel like a home game.
Well, Texas is no stranger to playing in the Cotton Bowl. This is their 23rd. It's a record 23rd Cotton Bowl. They have the most wins ever in the Cotton Bowl, 11, but they haven't played in the Cotton Bowl since 2003. And this year's Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic is a CFP semi, where 1 year ago, Kelly, we were in the Superdome down in New Orleans. Texas making its first CFP appearance, and they had four cracks at it late against Washington. Couldn't get it done. Fast forward a year and a couple days, and they are tied with Ohio State. Still plenty of time to go. 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Notre Dame is waiting and watching, and we hope listening.
Well, and we talked about these championship prize fights, which really this is. It's about answering. If you get punched, you have to punch back, and Texas has withstood what Tennessee and Oregon in the first two rounds of the playoffs could not do. And it was, both of them were rent out of the building, respectively. And Texas now is in uncharted territory with this Ohio State team here in the third quarter.
Steve Sarkisian, who was a Cotton Bowl hero back in 1996 for BYU, is waving his hands on the sideline and trying to get the Texas fans engaged, and they are, as Ohio State begins this drive at their 25-yard line. 3:12 to go, third quarter. We are tied at 14. Will Howard takes a shotgun snap, throws it over the middle. Tate's got it, 35-yard line. Grab, turns his back, gets to the 40, and that's as far as he'll get. As they blow the whistle, and then a flag late, a Texas player ended up on the deck. And the flag came in. Jadae Barron with the tackle.
Austin Sarafeld, the left guard, is trying to peel people off the pile. And that's a no-no at this point in time. And he's going to get flagged for a late hit.
Ryan Day has his arms extended as if to say, what's the
after
call
the play,
here?
After the play, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, offense, number 67. The down counts. It was a first down, 15-yard penalty. It's first and 10.
That is Austin Sarafeld. You saw it clearly, and another big penalty offsetting an Ohio State drive here in the biggest game of the season.
Well, the good news is it remains a first down, but you essentially you lose the yardage, and once again, Ohio State backs themselves up.
Line of scrimmage is the 25-yard line. Pistol formation. Howard walks up to the line. Might be changing the protections, changing the play. Henderson behind him is the back. There's the short snap and a play fake. Howard under pressure. Hit and down he goes. Sacked by Vernon Broughton, who waves to the crowd, shooting a fake arrow through the quiver. And Ohio State backed up to the 15-yard line, a loss of 10.
Texas is making hay with only rushing, in a sense, four, covering with seven, creating a lot of structure on the back end, just kind of baiting Will Howard to be impatient. And at the end of the day, Broughton gets home with that big right hand right as Will Howard was ready to deliver the football.
Deafening loud here inside of AT&T Stadium. Second and 20 for Ohio State. Will Howard circling his hand. He wants the snap. He gets it. Delayed handoff. Henderson up the middle. Bulls his way forward and is down just shy of the 20-yard line that time. Andrew Makuba got the stop as he picked up five. It'll be third down and 15 now for the Buckeyes.
Well, Quint was just talking about Steve Sarkisian was trying to get this crowd revved up. And right now, Quint, it sounds like this is a home field advantage for Texas. Will Howard is having a difficult time communicating with his center.
Feels like we're in Austin, aren't we? Except there's a roof on it, making it even louder. Tied at 14, minute 23 to go, third quarter, third down and 15, Ohio State. Play clock is under five. Howard says, I need the snap, gets it. Howard has protection, trying to check it down, knocked down! The freshman, Colin Simmons, on a pass intended for the flat, knocked down, and it's fourth down.
Colin Simmons has been a consistent pressure guy for this Texas defense. That time he was blocked really well by Donovan Jackson out on the left edge, but therefore his 6'3 frame, long wingspan, is in the throwing lane of Will Howard.
Joe McGuire is on to punt. His heels are on the 5-yard line. Here comes the kick. Sends it high in the air, end over end. Silas Bolden signals fair catch beyond the 40 and makes that catch at about the 39-yard line. And Texas going to get it back with a minute 3 to go in the third quarter, a 41-yard punt. No return. I don't know if momentum has switched, but certainly the crowd feels like it has switched that momentum to Texas with a chance to look for its first lead of this semifinal.
I don't think there's any question. Right now, Texas has the momentum. And one thing that Steve Sarkisian said coming out at half is, you know, we played with bad field position in the first half, so it really regulated how he could call plays. Well, they just scored on a really good drive the previous drive, and now they have good field position to start this one.
From the 39, no Denzel Burke, Ohio State corner still out. They're going to hand it off on first down. It's a cutback to the right side, Wisner, and he's chopped down at the 45-yard line. The running backs of Texas carrying this team in the third quarter. They have six receptions, and that time a 7-yard run for Trey Wisner.
And it's the outside zone that we've talked about that is the table setter for this Texas offense, and it was the cutback that time.
Second down and 3. Snap to Ewers. Looking left, nothing. Middle, nothing. Runs right, throws to the sideline. Caught at the 40. Still on his feet after contact, Wisner, and he's able to get a couple yards inbounds. Tackled at the 44-yard line with 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Loss of 2.
Really good job of Ohio State taking away the first look that Quinn Ewers wanted, which was on the left side. So he had to go back to the right side. And by that time, the pressure was getting to him, and he found Wisner as the outlet in the right flat just in time.
Texas outscored Ohio State 7-0 in the third quarter. They'll have a big third and 6 when we start the fourth quarter. We are through 3 in Arlington. It's anybody's game. Ohio State and Texas tied at 14 for a spot in the championship. We head to the fourth next. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Just a big play here to start this fourth quarter. Mark Kestisher, Kelly Stauffer, Ian Fitzsimmons, Quint Kestnick with you. 14-14 as we open the fourth quarter. Third and 6 Texas from their own 43. Snap to Ewers, going left to right. Throws sideline too high. Incomplete. Matthew Golden back in the ball game. They targeted him quickly, but couldn't come up with that high throw. Covered by Davison Igbinosa in his fourth down.
Igbinosa had decent coverage, but there is an opportunity to get this ball in. Golden was the outside receiver. He starts inside, and they kind of have a switch release with Moore, and then Golden goes back outside. Kessie, there was a lane there to get the ball and extend that drive, but Ewers airmailed it.
I wonder if that ankle kept him from getting better lift as Texas punts it away left to right. Brandon Innes waiting, and fair catches it at the 12-yard line. We're just 13 seconds into this fourth quarter. Texas and Ohio State tied at 14. We already know Notre Dame is into the College Football Playoff National Championship game presented by AT&T in Atlanta in 10 days, January 20th. You'll hear it here on ESPN Radio beginning at 6:30 Eastern Time. See it on ESPN Television. Notre Dame, a late field goal to win their 13th in a row, beat Penn State 27-24 at the Capital One Orange Bowl last night. That was a classic fourth quarter last night, 31 combined points. So what do we have in store here? Ohio State begins this drive at their 12-yard line. Travion Henderson in the backfield. Emeka Ibuka motions to the right. Will Howard waiting in the gun. Takes the snap. It's a play fake. He sprints back toward the goal line. Loads up, throwing right sideline, looking for Ibuka. Might have got trip, flags out. He went down. We got a pass interference call on Malik Muhammad that time as Ibuka was sprinting down the right sideline.
Defense number 5, 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
A double move outside by Ibuka, clear on the right side on the sideline, and I think Malik Muhammad kind of panicked a little bit. Ibuka acting like he was going outside, and then Muhammad grabs him a little bit. I don't think it was egregious, but the flag came out from the official immediately.
15-yard penalty up to the 27-yard line. First down and 10, Ohio State. Handoff, play fake, quick pass out to G. Scott, tight end hit as he's coming across the formation and knocked down at the 25-yard line for a loss of 2. Jalen Gilmo that time, the safety with the tackle.
Brandon Ennis was the wide receiver out to that side, and he has to get his block. He's a slot receiver, and then G. Scott releases from his tight end position as he's behind the line of scrimmage, so Ennis can engage immediately, and he just completely whiffs on his block.
Second and 12, Ohio State, 14 all. Texas showing pressure from the corner. There's the snap. Muhammad does not come in from the corner. Pass diving. Scott made the catch but had to go down to a knee. He was untouched, but his knee is down, and so he's down at the 29-yard line. It's a gain of 4, and it's third down.
Texas will draw up some exotic stuff in sure pass downs. Second and long fits that bill. Will Howard didn't look comfortable. You talked about the pressure that you thought might come. It didn't come. It was only four-man rush. But Will Howard looked a little uncomfortable in the pocket because of the previous pressure in the first three quarters of this game.
Fresh pass rusher is in for Texas. Ohio State 5-for-13 on third down. This is third and 8. From the 29-yard line, Howard in the gun, takes the snap. Here comes the blitz. Back to pass, throwing on the cross, caught by Tate. 45-yard line, dragged down at the 48-yard line, and that'll move the chains on third and 8.
Fantastic throw by Will Howard. It was an all-out blitz, man-to-man on the back end, single high safety in the middle, and Carnell Tate was running a corner route outside, and it took time to develop. So Will Howard kind of gave up ground to avoid the pressure long enough to throw off that, get off that feathered throw to Tate.
18-yard connection on third and 8. New set of downs, first down, nearing midfield. Snap Howard, play fake, sprints back, gets some good blocks. Throws downfield, looking for Smith in double coverage. Incomplete. That was Ibuka, the intended receiver. Jadae Barron was there, and Andrew Makuba, the safety, was coming over as well. These are all passes that felt like Ohio State caught every single one of them the first 2 weeks of the college football playoff. There is a Texas player down, Alfred Collins, the defensive tackle, right now for the Longhorns.
That was somewhat of a throwback that time, as Ibuka ends up going up for a high throw, but a missed opportunity nonetheless.
Timeout here in Arlington, 12:26 to go. We're in the fourth quarter, spotting the title game on the line in Atlanta. Ohio State and Texas tied at 14. You're listening to the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Second and 10 out of the timeout. They're going to swing it out, Ohio State, to Junkins, who gets a block at the 50-yard line and right near the line to gain, right sideline inside the 45. That'll move the chains to the 42-yard line, 11 yards right out of the timeout.
And Ian, if Jeremiah Smith was right, I think Chip Kelly, the play caller, learned his lesson against Michigan. You don't let defenses take your best player away. You find guaranteed touches for the guy that can impact this game, and Chip Kelly's not even doing that with number 4 currently.
11:50, clock moving in regulation. 14-14, first and 10 Buckeyes at the 42-yard line of Texas. Judkins in the backfield off the left hip. It'll be a play fake and a throw on the cross, incomplete through a fastball that Tate couldn't come up with. It was Malik Muhammad trying to stay with him. Incomplete second down.
That was a run-pass option. Tate's running the slant part of it, what they call in slant. It's an inside zone run, slant, RPO. You're isolating one defender to open up that slant, and Will Howard throws it, but Muhammad covered it really well.
Second and 10, snap Howard, plants, checks it down. Junkins 40, Junkins 35, and he's tackled there just short at the 36-yard line. Colin Simmons, the linebacker, all over him after the gain of six.
And Mark, remember what we talked about, Will Howard needing to be patient. There's a good example of it. Check it down, get him third and manageable. I think that was a bad decision that time by Quinshon Judkins. He needed to plant his foot and get upfield, and then you're probably third and very short, and maybe even he converts.
Third down and four from the Texas 36 for the Buckeyes. Henderson now in the backfield. Howard, do we have movement on the right side of the line? We did. Flags are down. That might take third and four to third and nine.
Ball start, offense, number 70. Five-yard penalty, third down.
Josh Fryer, really tough penalty there on third down.
Outside of him was G. Scott. G. Scott very frustrated with the penalty on Josh Fryer, and Boughton was over top of him, trying to get a good pass rush, and just the threat of that caused that right tackle to flinch that time.
Ball spotted back to the 41 of Texas for Ohio State. Now it's third and nine. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Howard takes the shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Howard throws on the cross. Scott's got it at the 40. Scott trying to get to the 35. Bounces off one defender. Tries to get by a second defender and lurches forward to the 35-yard line. Short of the first down, Barron and Holmes that time had him bracketed in, a gain of seven.
Well, Ryan Day has a decision right here on third and about 1.5 yards, and you're in that what they call the no man's land, where it would be a moot shot to try a field goal attempt, and a punt basically gave you no field position whatsoever.
Yeah, fielding's long is 47 in his career. The line of scrimmage to 34, and Ohio State going for it. Fourth down and two. Got to get to the 32-yard line. Henderson in the backfield. And now a timeout called by Texas. Well, they didn't like that alignment there, but a big play in the game. Tied at 14 with 9:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And we'll have a little drama building because we have a timeout here in Arlington to think about it. Ohio State and Texas tied at 14. Buckeyes at the 34 of the Longhorns and a fourth and two after the timeout. This is the college football playoff semifinal at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So they're going to go for it on fourth and two at the Texas 34-yard line. 9:50 to go in the fourth quarter, tied at 14. Three receivers to the right. Howard in the gun. Henderson offset to the right. There's the snap. Howard's going to run it. Quarterback design. He's got the first and more. 25 and stumbles down into the red zone. Draw play for Will Howard, and he gets the first down and more.
It was a quarterback power play where you're actually getting guys out in front of them. You have trips to the right side, and that's where all of the defensive eyes are. And then you get offensive linemen immediately up on the defensive front, a hat on a hat, and then Will Howard was taking this to the house until the turf monster reached up and grabbed his right foot.
18-yard run for number 18, Will Howard. First down and 10 at the Texas 16-yard line. Low snap, and he gives it on the end around to Abuka, who's inside the 10-yard line. Just a little inside flip, and Abuka is tackled at the 8-yard line for 8 yards.
We talked about this earlier in the day. Will Howard really hasn't been ran a lot, and certainly not consistently this entire year. And it was as if Ryan Day and Chip Kelly were just making sure that he was healthy for this stretch. Well, guess what? It is this stretch. And so Will Howard needs to be a viable carrier of the football going forward.
And elongated drive for Ohio State. They got it down to the Texas 8-yard line. Second down, Smith in motion. Handoff, Judkins gets around the left side 5 and inside to the 2-yard line before he's tackled by Jade Barron that time as we come up on 8 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter and a gain of 6.
Bennett Christian, the tight end, sliced from right to left and was able to get his guy on the ground, and then it was the good vision where the running back was able to bounce it into a different hole and get positive yards that time.
First down and goal for Ohio State at the 2-yard line. We are tied at 14, under 8 minutes to go in this semifinal. Howard in the gun, takes the snap, he's going to run this one, has a blocker, tries to get to the goal line, lifted up, then dropped, short of the goal line as the far linesman runs in at about the half-yard line, a gain of 1 by Howard. Michael Taft saved the touchdown.
And once again, the power run, Luke Montgomery, the left guard, wraps around, it's called G-wrap, literally, wraps around, and then Hugh Judkins leads the quarterback. You have two guys out in front of a 235-pound quarterback.
Patrick Gerd, a fullback, is in. Henderson's the tailback. Howard under center. Second and goal from the 1. Handoff Henderson. Bulls to the end zone. He's in. Touchdown. Quinshon Judkins with the touchdown. Junkins got the call. It's his second touchdown run of the evening, and it has given Ohio State the lead.
And that was old school football. That's a fullback in front of a very physical running back in Quinshon Judkins. And I had referenced this earlier that Chip Kelly says that Judkins is more of the hit you in the face power back as opposed to Henderson's a vision speed guy more so, and that was power right there by Hugh Judkins.
A 13 play 88 yard drive that started at the 12-yard line. Jaden Fielding is on for the extra point. 7:02 to go. Snap, placement, kick, splits the uprights, and Ohio State has the lead once more, 21-14 over Texas on the best-looking offensive drive of this half, and really led by two big runs by Will Howard. The biggest was a 3rd and 8 that he got 18 yards.
And we're going to see more of Will Howard in the run game going forward, especially in situational runs like we did on that drive. And what this offensive day could have been for Ohio State, they start with that really good drive to begin the game, 10 yards or 10 plays, and end up getting in the end zone. The next one they were driving as well. We keep going back. That was a massive momentum switch when Travion Henderson had that uncharacteristic, unsportsmanlike, and it aborted, led to the demise of that second drive that was already in plus territory. And then it was the big play by Henderson to get out of the doghouse. And then this drive was a thing of beauty. 13 yards, almost 8 minutes, and almost 90 yards. That's Ohio State offensively.
Fielding's kickoff, another boomer end over end that's going to sail into the end zone for a touchback. Texas will take over down 7, and we go downstairs behind that Longhorn sideline. Here's Quinn Kestnick.
Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian, the play caller, gazing at his laminated play card in his left hand, looking down at it as if to say, what have I learned? What am I saving? What am I setting up? Let's see what he can dial up here.
Good news, too, is Matthew Golden still out there. He's going to line up on the left hash marks, and they'll bring two tight ends in that'll motion to the right side. Quinn Ewers, 1st and 10 from the 25. Texas down a touchdown again. Throws, tip ball. It is caught. Gunnar Helm out on the right sideline across the 30, and they'll mark him out at the 33-yard line on the first play from scrimmage, a 9-yard gain.
With the wide receiver room being a triage unit, you need to get the ball to tight ends and running backs, and that's really the first time we've heard much of Gunnar Helm.
Second down, they're going to stretch it out to the left side. Jaden Blue beats one tackle, has the first down and over the 40-yard line before he's finally dropped on the numbers on the left side by Jordan Hancock. 6.5 minutes to go, down 7. New set of downs for the Horns.
Quint talked about what Steve Sarkisian has learned up to this point in the game. Well, what he's learned is that my best matchups, especially in the pass game, are my tight ends and my running backs on linebackers.
So the tight end on each side. Pistol snap. Ewers fakes. steps up in the pocket. He's going to throw it over the right shoulder of Helm, who makes the catch, 40 to the 30-yard line. Knocks off the defender, Caleb Downs, and gets out of bounds at the 25-yard line. And there are penalty markers down.
That was a very similar play that was the game winner in the second overtime against Arizona State. You get Gunnar Helm.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct.
It's on Helm.
Offense number 85. His first of the game.
34-yard catch.
First and 10, Texas.
But he commits the penalty. The Texas fan's not happy.
And Gunnar Helm, remember, if we think back to that game winner against Arizona State, he comes across the formation from right to left and then goes down the seam between the inside of the numbers and the hash, and it's a fake pitch, and then Ewers just kind of feathers that ball in. And I don't agree that that was a penalty on the tight end.
From the 40-yard line of Ohio State, Ewers going for it, going up. Golden makes the catch, lands at the 15-yard line. They've been waiting for Matthew Golden, who's been nicked up tonight. Comes up with his biggest catch of the evening with 5:40 to go.
Well, two receivers flanked off to the right side, and Golden goes to the corner, and it was dropped coverage. Downs was underneath, and a safety over the top.
Here's a handoff, Jaden Blue, up across toward the 10-yard line before he's finally stacked up just shy of the 10 to the 11. J.T. Tuimoliau, a 27-yard reception by Matthew Golden, and that run play has Texas now at the 11.
We talked about how hard offensive football is if you don't have explosive plays. Where was Texas going to get them? Well, they're getting them with throwing to their running backs and throwing to Gunnar Helm that we haven't heard a lot of today until this drive.
Second down and 8 for the Horns. At the 11-yard line of Ohio State, down a touchdown. Snap, Ewers going to throw to the right sideline. It's caught by Wisner, and he's out of bounds. Inside the 10, the right side linesman will mark him down at the 6-yard line. Igbinosin in coverage, and a gain of 5.
You can feel the rhythm that Quinn Ewers and this Texas offense is in. When the ball comes out quickly, it's almost always a good thing. That was a two-man route. You had a tight end, Helm going to the corner, and then a running back was going to the flat. Get the ball out quickly and take a profit out on the flat to Wisner.
Third down and 3. They can get a first down at the 3. They're at the 6. Right hash mark. 4:13 to go. Down a touchdown. They motion a tight end, Davis. There's the snap to Ewers. Backside pressure. Throws back of the end zone. Incomplete, flags out. There was double coverage in the back of the end zone on a ball intended for Ryan Wingo. Got contacted. And this should be an automatic first down.
Sonny
Styles. Defense number 8. Ball spotted at the 2-yard line. Automatic first down.
First of all, the ball should have never have been thrown. But if the ball wasn't thrown, it wouldn't have been pass interference. Sonny Styles and Latham Ransom were doubling the intended receiver that time. The receiver was falling down after his break, but it was because the left hand of Ransom was on the back of the receiver and helped him get pushed to the ground.
First and goal from the 2. Texas looking to tie the game. Wisner in the backfield. Snap to Ewers. Read option. Keep. Throws end zone. Incomplete. Flags out. The intended receiver was Matthew Golden, and Jermaine Matthews is filling in for Denzel Burke. Committed the pass interference. Win on Jerry Magalanes.
Interference. Defense number 24. Half the distance to the goal. Penalty. Automatic first down.
They'll take it from the 2 to the 1-yard line. First and goal again.
It's not a bad penalty, quite frankly. It only costs you a yard. And the hard move inside by Golden on the slant off the play action. I don't think it was a run pass option. I think it was flat out play action. Show the run, bring the defender underneath up a step, and then get the slant to Golden behind him. Matthew was beat, but he grabs the receiver. It's called for DPI.
4 minutes to go in the game. Jarrett Gibson is in. He'll get the call from the 1, and he's not going to get there. J.T. Tuimoliau that time filled the hole and took him down. Second and goal from the 1.
You would think that Texas is going to have to throw the ball here to get it into the end zone. Even though the field obviously is greatly condensed as you get into the low red zone, which the 1-yard line certainly classifies as that, Ohio State is very difficult to run the football against, especially up the middle.
3.5 minutes to go. Second and goal from the one. Wisner now in the backfield. Here in the pistol formation. Takes the snap. Pitch to Wisner. Trying to stretch it out. He's hit behind the chains and taken down at the 7-yard line. Lathan Ransom and Caleb Downs chased him down.
Caleb Downs, Mark, was the key. Remember, he can roam. And so he's basically just sniffing out the play because of film study and instincts and athleticism. And Caleb Downs in that quick pitch, I told you, it's a quick read by the defense when the ball is shown in the air on that pitch. I don't really like the play anymore because of the speed that defenses have. And Caleb Downs sniffs it out, runs, bubbles the play, and then it's swallowed up outside.
Lost the 6, third and goal from the 7. That changes the play call here. Here's Ewers to pass. Ewers going left corner end zone. Held in the back and incomplete, trying to find Ryan Wingo. I didn't see any flags fly out. Jack Sawyer with the pressure that time, and it's fourth down. I thought I saw a grab back there, but no flag down.
It seems as if Steve Sarkisian is going to go for it. Wingo was starting on the slant and then going back out to the corner. Espinosa had pretty good coverage, but you're right. Espinosa has a habit of grabbing people, and it looked like he did right there.
Second and goal from the 8-yard line. Fourth and goal, rather. Here's Ewers, snap, hit by Sawyer, ball's loose. Sawyer comes up with it, running down the right sideline, 40 to the 50-yard line. Sawyer to the 30, Jack Sawyer to the 20, to the 10, to the end zone, touchdown! Jack Sawyer, the defensive end, coming up with the biggest play in Arlington, Texas. It could have Ohio State headed to Atlanta.
When Ewers gets moved off his spot, he tries to shift a little bit to the left side. All the while, Jack Sawyer is free. He started on the right edge of the offense and runs the rail, was able to chase the quarterback down, and just as the ball went up, Sawyer arrives and knocks it loose from Quinn Ewers.
Jack Sawyer and Quinn Ewers were roommates freshman year at Ohio State. Jack Sawyer just knocked one away from his former roommate and may have clinched Ohio State a spot in the championship game, up 2 scores with 2:13 to go. Extra point from Fielding. Drills it through. 2:13 left. Ohio State 28, Texas 14. Ohio State's going to kick it off right to left. Fielding has done nothing but boom it into the back of the end zone. That clears the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. 2:13 to go, Kelly, so they got the two-minute timeout. They've got two timeouts, but got to have a score here, and an onside kick put themselves in a real bad position.
Texas offensively has turned the ball over in record numbers this year. 24 coming into this game, and the only saving grace is the defense took the ball away, and even better numbers than that. Second in the country, actually, taking the ball away, which was the saving grace. But what an inopportune time to turn it over there.
From the 25, Quinn Ewers has nothing. Now he's going to throw sideline, caught, and immediately hit. That time was Jaden Blue. It was Davison Igbinosa who read that slow pass coming and knocked him down, as that'll bring us to the two-minute timeout after a 6-yard reception. Second and 4 after the two-minute timeout for Texas, trailing Ohio State 28-14. And if the Buckeyes can hang on, trying to get back to their first college football playoff national championships game since the 2020 season, when they lost to Alabama, and trying to win their first national championship since 2015. That was the close of the 2014 season, when Ohio State beat Oregon right here in this stadium in Arlington, Texas, in the very first college football playoff. That's part of the story of the expansion of the playoffs that went from the BCS game to a 4-team playoff in that 2014 season. Ohio State was the 4 seed of those 4 teams, so they snuck in and then won the championship. And now in this first year of the 12-team playoff, Ohio State lost to Michigan. They didn't qualify for the Big Ten championship game. And here they are as an at-large, that ran roughshod over both Tennessee and Oregon. And their defense, Kelly, which has been so superlative all season long, comes up the biggest play of the night, courtesy of Jack Sawyer.
Yeah, Kesty, in a night when the offense, quite frankly, didn't really resemble what we saw in the first two playoff games, when they were almost really unstoppable and Will Howard played almost perfect football from the quarterback position. And I thought he was shaky at times today. He had throws that were errant. He threw into coverage and got picked off. But that's the beauty of the game of football. Your defense can still save the day, and Ohio State's defense really has played incredibly well except for one game, and that was the first game against Oregon in Eugene. And that's when the changes came by Jim Knoll to change things up, be more aggressive, use our safeties, roam Caleb Downs around. And so the offense was undisciplined today. Bad mistakes, bad decision by a quarterback, penalties that really muted multiple drives.
Less than 100%, Jeremiah Smith, we
and
believe.
Jeremiah Smith, I think there's something going on potentially physically with him, watching him run routes. And so the bad news for Notre Dame is that I think this is another somewhat of a second chance do-over for Ohio State. We didn't play our best, but we still make it through. Next week, we keep, in 10 days, we keep our nose clean and see what happens.
See if Ohio State can get through these final 2 minutes, a two-score lead. Notre Dame punching a ticket into the national championship game for the first time in a dozen years. The Fighting Irish have not won a national championship since 1988. And over their long histories, Notre Dame won 9 out of 12 against Texas. Ohio State has won 6 out of 8 overall against Notre Dame, including the last 6 times they've met. They had a classic last year, a couple years ago. Second down and 4 out of the 2-minute timeout. Texas down 2 scores. Line of scrimmage, the 31-yard line. Second down and 4. Quinn Ewers will take a shotgun snap. Only 3-man rush. They drop 8. Ewers rolling to his right, looking, throwing sideline through the hands of Jaden Blue. And incomplete. It's third down with a minute 53 to go.
And what worked for Texas to get back in this game using their running backs and their tight ends in the pass game, that's if you want to methodically drive the ball and get a couple of explosives here and there after the catch. But it's not conducive to this part of the game where you don't have those wide receivers to stretch the field vertically.
Third and 4, snap to Ewers from the pocket. Throws on a cross, and it is picked off! Caleb Downs at the 40-yard line. The Buckeyes defense, the best in the land, coming up with two big plays in the final 2 minutes. And Ohio State is going to contest for a national championship.
Caleb Downs' eyes do not lie to him. He was playing in the middle of the field, watching the quarterback, breaks on the football, and the football hits him right in the middle of the number 2, just because he knows exactly where to be.
There were 2 receivers in the area, bumped into one another, one fell down, and Caleb Downs, the Alabama transfer, with his second interception of the year. He didn't get Best Defensive Back Award. He was a finalist for the Thorpe Award. That went to Jade Barron of Texas. But Ohio State going to get the last word as Howard hands it off. Junkins, who has 2 touchdowns, gets through the middle to the 35-yard line and close to the 30-yard line of Texas with 90 seconds to go, a 9-yard run. Ohio State 28, Texas 14. Mark the ball at the 32-yard line. Texas, 2 timeouts. It looks like they're just going to let it roll out here. Down 2 scores as the clock rolls with 1:10 to go. Couldn't have got much lower when they fell at home to Michigan. Ryan Day heard a lot of the critics chirping as they lost their 4th straight to the Wolverines. And this was an off year in Michigan as Howard tries to plow forward here. and takes a pile out for a first down to the 30-yard line. Well, it's been nothing but success since they took out Tennessee at home 42-17. They went to the Rose Bowl, beat Oregon 41-21, and on a night their offense wasn't on point, the defense came up with the biggest plays of the night, and they're going to propel Ryan Day and Ohio State to the national championship game.
The beauty of complementary football, Ryan Day talks about that. Offense, defense, special teams.
Will
and that's
Howard,
exactly what we saw tonight.
Sorry, Kelly. Will Howard takes a knee, and the final 10 seconds are going to roll off the clock. The Scarlet and Gray run out to the middle of the field here at AT&T Stadium celebrating as Ohio State is going to face Notre Dame in the college football playoff national championship. The Buckeyes take out Texas 28-14. And Will Howard finally has his win over Texas. In his 4 years at Kansas State, the Wildcats lost all four times. He was 0-3 as the starting quarterback. And in his one season with Ohio State, he has led the Buckeyes to the national championship game for the first time since 2020, looking for their seventh national championship. This will be their third trip to the college football playoff national championship. And they'll take on a Notre Dame team that played a great game against Ohio State just a year ago. You'll recall Ohio State on a last-second touchdown won in South Bend 17-14. And this one will take place in Atlanta. 10 days from now, the College Football Playoff National Championship game presented by AT&T. ESPN radio coverage at 6:30 Eastern Time. Kelly, you and I will fill here till we get some stars of the game. We hope to hear from Will Howard down on the field as the Buckeyes got a test tonight from Texas. And I think that helped set up the national title game with Ohio State not running roughshod over three consecutive opponents. Let's go downstairs to Ian Fitzsimmons.
Boys, I'm here with Ohio State quarterback Will Howard. Will, won a heck of a game. I know you're looking for Quinn Ewers. If he comes over, we can interrupt. What does this moment mean for you?
Oh, this means the world, man. We said we got to go do this thing, and we... Here we are, man. I'm speechless right now. I got no words, man. I'm just blessed.
What has really clicked for this Ohio State team in the college football playoff?
Hey, we're playing with an edge. We're playing pissed off. I'm sorry.
Yep, go ahead. There's Quinn. He's got Quinn Ewers right now. Hang on, boys. These two have known each other since their Big 12 days when he was quarterback at K-State. That was a cool moment, man. Go ahead. Elaborate on what is what's clicking.
Man, we're playing with an edge, and we're playing pissed off. And, you know, I don't think we played our best game tonight, especially offensively. Defense bailed us out, especially at the end there, man. And, I think we're just beating ourselves a little bit. But, man, God is good. And, with the Lord on our sides, we can do anything. So, just blessed.
Hey, get that contusion taken care of. Go celebrate. Congratulations. You're going to the national championship.
It's crazy, man. Thank you. I'm blessed.
Good to see you. Over to Quint with head coach Ryan Day.
With head coach Ryan Day, who just gave his wife Nina and your three kids a big hug, Coach. Take me through the emotions of that moment.
Well, Jack is somebody that has been unbelievable to me and my family. And so, you know, when everything has gone down this year and in the past, you know, few months, you know, it all the seniors, all the guys that decided to come back this year, you know, we want to make sure we did everything we possibly can to let them finish this thing the right way. And so, you know, for him to make that play in that moment just says a lot about his resilience and the team's resilience. It sort of, you know, encapsulates everything that we kind of been through this year. But we still got one game left.
So there's a symbolism in that moment.
There's a lot of symbolism in that moment. Absolutely.
What do you think made the difference, Coach, in the second half? It was 14-14, fourth quarter shows up, and you found a way to start making plays again.
Just gritty. Gritty, tough. You know, we felt like we were hurting ourselves with penalties along the way. And, you know, we were saying in the locker room, the only people that are stopping us is us. And so we knew that, and we just stuck with it. Again, resilience.
Coach, congratulations. See you on January 20th. Ian Fitzsimmons.
I've got Caleb Downs, outstanding All-American safety for Ohio State, who had the game-sealing INT. Caleb, this is why you came to Ohio State. This is why you left Alabama. What's this moment mean to you?
You got no camera here. I got a lot. that?
Yep. You don't got no camera here.
You need a camera.
What's this mean to you?
It's a really special moment to be a part of the team and everything to come together and in. And then God makes the plays happen when it needs to happen. So he brought us in a close game, and we came through and fought. And I'm just blessed that he allowed us to come out on top.
What has changed about this team from that last game in the regular season during the college football playoff?
Really learn how to deal with adversity, learn how to keep pushing, and then keep learning from everything that goes wrong and throughout the season. Just gotten better, better, better the whole season.
What's been the most enjoyable moment, the most rewarding moment for you?
Probably games like this, games where we fight through it all and put it together and then...
His buddy Latham Ransom, his fellow safety, just came over. Hey, what? One of the maybe the best tandem of safeties. Not maybe, Latham, just correct me. The best. Playing next to this guy. Describe it.
Man, I appreciate him. He makes me better, man. I try to make him better, and we feed off each other.
He pushes me every day. I gotta match his physicality more every day, and he pushes me to be better every day.
Latham Ransom, when it comes to playing for the national championship. Caleb, I'm going to let you clean that up. Last one. You're playing Notre Dame. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
They have a great coach, Marcus Freeman. I respected him a lot during recruitment. Their safeties, I've watched their safeties. They play very well. Their defense does a lot of good things. Their quarterback's been playing extremely well, so it'll be a really good matchup.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Quinn.
Jack Sawyer surrounded by media members here. The tall senior from Pickering, Ohio. Jack, congratulations. Tell the fans at home what happened on the strip sack, the scoop and score. Describe the play.
Man, God has put me in a great position to make a play. And, you know, I did just that. And I just give all the credit and all the glory to him.
Coach Day said that play was symbolic. Your relationship with him is extra special. How would you describe that?
I love him. I love him like he's an uncle of mine. And can't wait to play in the national championship.
Thank you, Jack. Head back upstairs to Mark.
Quinn and Ian Fitzsimmons. Quinn Kestnick, Ian Fitzsimmons, great job down there. It's a pandemonium. They got the stage out. The press is down there as well. Ohio State wearing the white T-shirts as champions of the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic and the college football playoff semifinal to set up a championship matchup of the Midwest. Ohio State and Notre Dame will play for the college football national championship game presented by AT&T on the 20th. It's a week from Monday, 10 days from now.